Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mare Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for old people. Everything's home. Our TGIF live studio audience have their common sense kept back on and are excited for the weekend so they can listen to some of our 336 segments of this live show delivered by our 143 partners to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. It's Make It Happen May. Join us on this journey. Put on your common sense cap. Take out your pen and paper. Listen to the long list of shows and make everything in your life better. Today's topic's on episode 208, Being Connected, Smart Technology, Cannabis, Hashtags, Author in You, and Exposing Italy Gate with special guest Maria Zach, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Bill Arancha, our resident mountain man, live a present, connected, and empowered life. Todd Davis, Everything Smart Technology and Digital Marketing. Dan Perkins, America's Cannabis Conversation. Tammy Grillinen, hashtag marketing so you can be found. Jeremy Sutton, write the book of your dreams to change lives. Our special guest from our patriotic soapbox is at 1 p.m. is Maria Zach. She's the founder of Nations in Action. She's the one who led the investigation and exposed Italy's involvement in the 2020 election fraud. She's got scoop for everybody. It's new, never before heard, exclusive here on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, of course, some entertainment. The phone lines will be open to ask Maria any questions, and no topic is off the table. Please call 646-668-2537, and let's get that conversation going. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And boy, do we need it now more than ever. Everybody's got to step up to the plate. And remember, one political action item every single day, because politics has infested every aspect, every arena, everything in our lives, and it is time that we do something. Remember, Everything Home, one location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with Everything Home, resourceplatform.com. Everything's home. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary. Speak easy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, America, Russian County audit update. The Board of Supervisors, the ones who were being recalled, keep in mind, doesn't have passwords to the voting machines. Only Dominion does. What? How does that make any sense, people? This means they can't run batch ballots, amongst other things. And batch ballots are a way for the auditors. They could break down the ballots by groups as they count them to compare the county's count. A lot of counting. Counties count. So without them, they can only compare final totals. Think about that. Isn't that convenient? Final totals. Could be anything. Unbelievable. Number two, they're still looking for more volunteers to apply. Go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and then check out the AZ audit page. Just click the volunteer graphic. You can watch the live videos of the audit 24 hours a day on 9 different cameras. Kind of boring, but you can watch. I applied last week, but I haven't heard back yet. Womp, womp. Number three, the vaccine update. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology tracking devices, operating system, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, dead baby bees will be in your body. From December 2020 through April 23rd, 3,362 people have died from the quote-unquote vaccine. And this is being reported by the CDC and FDA's website, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. And they're undercounting because fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse effects are reported by the system that is documented by those same organizations. And other side effects are in the tens of thousands. Just to put things into perspective for everybody, they are fair and balanced on this network. Remember when they actually were fair and balanced? Ha ha. 160 million flu shots are given annually. In 2019, there were 203 deaths. 2018, there were 119 deaths. 2017, there were 85 deaths. So remind me, why do you need a shot for something that has a recovery rate? Oh, that Wuhan flu has a recovery rate, 98.98%. And the death rate for the regular flu is higher. Mm-hmm. All right, we're at 12:06. I'm running late, but I'm going to jam this in here. So if you want the truth about treatments, medications, therapeutics, and prophylactic protocol, everything is listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the COVID facts tab, and you'll see all the information to go to all these specific websites that you need. You can even make an appointment for a telemed visit, and all of those people's websites, they're coming on the show. Just a matter of scheduling and getting on board so you get to hear from them live. And, of course, we'll make sure that you can ask them questions. Back to where we need to be. Today's topics on episode 208, Being Connected, Smart Technology, Cannabis, hashtag author in you, and exposing Italygate with special guest Maria Zach. It's May 7th, day 417 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that is correct. Day 417 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to pop your dirty mask. People that don't work, they actually make you sick and are a symbol of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Oh, very interesting breaking news, huh? Sounds like the obstacles in all of our way are a group of elected elites, permanent political pundits, false authorities, and, oh, I don't know, perhaps those 13 bigs we always talk about. I hope you're starting to see more clearly now.
I can see clearly now the rainbow. I can see all obstacles my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a
we're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet partners in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic on episode 208, Being Connected, Smart Technology, Cannabis, hashtags, author in you, and exposing Italygate with our special guest, Maria Zach. First up, Mr. Bill Branshaw, our resident mountain man, creator of the Connected Being Program, helping you transform to living a present, connected, and empowered life of abundance. Audience, big round of applause for my buddy Bill. They love your furry beard, sir. They love your furry beard.
They do. I tell you what, Sweetie, thank you so much for pointing that out as well. Everybody loves it. I love it. My fiance loves it, which is, I think, the most important probably. So
that's the only thing that matters. That's the only first thing that matters.
Great.
So.
Great intro. I love your stats on the vaccine. I heard those similar stats earlier this week on my favorite TV personalities, news personality show, the only person I watch. I saw that on his show.
That'd be Tucker Carlson. You can say it. Your boyfriend
be,
is Tucker Carlson. You have a man crush on Tucker. Is it his hair?
I used to not be able to stand Tucker. Tucker, wow, years ago, when he had his bow tie, I couldn't stand him. I could not stand Tucker Carlson years ago. And he has turned into my only source that I trust and that I listen to because of all the good stuff and how deep is going on a lot of these topics and conversations. So absolutely, anybody wants to tune into him.
Yes, he's great now, but he had a big transformation. I think he went from like billionaire spoiled little rich kid and realized that mm-hmm. he has the ability to really make something of himself and he had the potential with the talent. So instead of just mm-hmm. playing on TV and playing newscaster reporter, I think he decided to actually step up his game, and that only happened recently.
He does. His reporting team and his investigation team are by far the best that I've seen in the industry, and they just, they uncover everything. So
yeah.
I typically do not talk politics or sides, but being on the show, I think, is a statement in and of itself.
Well, remember, it's not sides anymore. Bill, it's not sides anymore. There's no left, there's no right. It's common sense versus evil.
I appreciate all the conversations. Well, I know, and without stepping on each other, I will say the other thing excited about is actually it looks like the tide is turning with Disney, and it is quite possible it will take a lot that they might get my business back in order to watch Mandalorian. So I'm very excited to see maybe a tide switching a lot on these corporate companies with their political correctness. So keeping our fingers crossed on that.
The woke capitalists, the woke CEOs. That's right. You're a huge May the 4th be with you fan.
Yes, exactly. So listen, we don't have much time. I've got some things I do want to talk about that I always take like maybe like 30 minutes beforehand before the call. I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk about today? I'm starting off with a dad joke, which is something that I started, and then I'll get into something here real quick. But I want to say, other than Indiana Jones, have you noticed that most all archaeologists are female? And it's because of their innate ability to dig up the past. So, having just alienated and offended probably half your audience with that joke.
Hey, you gotta remind me you're gonna do that, and I'll give you the sound effect. Sorry about that.
You got to give me the sound effect. But I actually want to tie that into, because I want to talk about our past and how that really evolves into our empowerment. And to remind people that I'm an empowerment coach, and I do focus, and it's really spread out more. I'm helping people with behavioral addictions and really overcoming those to really live an empowered life and turn that inside out from a debilitation to really living powerfully. And one thing that I work with people to help them on is really understanding your identity, where that comes from, and start to question yourself. Is your identity holding you back from the success that you're really trying to achieve? And most people, if you ask them what our identity is and how it's formed, most people, without having people here to ask, will say it's a combination or compilation of all my experiences from my past, and that has created my identity. And for the most part, that has served all of us extremely well, but it hasn't catapulted us to success or for a lot of people. And the reason is we fall into a piece of our identity as comfort zones and safety zones, fall into maybe a mindset of, I'm an introvert, I'm a nice person, I don't like confrontation, I'm not outgoing. So these are all pieces of our identity, how we label ourselves. Take an opportunity to go back and look at your life and see where have you been limited and not been able to achieve more because you weren't able to be more assertive, understand and work with confrontation in a form of conversation as opposed to, like anger and debate in that aspect. And if you can really start to change your identity rather than based on everything in the past that's built up to this point, really define who you are, the change that you want to make in the world, and define your identity by that and live into that. Define your identity by the person you want to be to create the things that you need and want to have happen in the world. And that really helps you uncover and start to live into the comfort zone and learn how to deal with those situations. If you're typically a passive person and a nice person, charming, all those things that I was typically called, and learn how to really be, sit in the forefront and take charge of a conversation and have confrontation without it getting ugly. So that's kind of what my little spiel is today, talking to people about really understanding your identity and is it holding you back.
Do you think when people label themselves, I mean, it's just natural, right? Well, it's like we create fear for no reason. So that's, I mean, we've been conditioned, we learned that, but not, unfortunately, not realizing, or no one told us that that was kind of stupid and you shouldn't be doing that. We were taught fear is actually, it's almost like, go ahead, put fear in your head because it's all made up in your head. And of course, then we were conditioned and taught to categorize everybody, including ourselves, in these labels. So that seems to be the problem, that we've categorized ourselves. And you're saying, you know, you're thinking of things we were in the past, we've labeled ourselves, and then we're living what that label is, when that label might be like an old shirt. It's outdated and it doesn't look cool anymore. And your label actually isn't even who you are now. And everyone maybe even sees you differently, but in your brain, you're stuck with your label from like the old shirt. And that's not even how other people see you. So it's
self-sabotage. And I lived with that for so many years. And it's a filter that we end up looking at life through. And so life approaches us and shows up for us through that limited filter of limited identities that we placed on ourselves. That's not to mention, you know, take hold of the ones that you really feel empowered by. But if you have a limited view or filter of how the world is approaching you, that's the only way you can deal with those things moving forward. So it's going to be almost impossible to get around some of those obstacles, where if you change your identity from into a different perspective, they can become really real easy to deal with and empowering, and to something that you don't even worry about, that you've kind of avoided and skirted for this whole time. And one of the ones that I work with, where I work with a lot of my clients, is I hear this a lot, is the first one, well, I've been diagnosed with, you know, either ADHD. The big one is general anxiety disorder. And that's the one that I'm finding is very limiting to people. And if you're working with a doctor and a doctor is, quote, limited, you know, diagnosed you with some sort of an identity. And I learned this years ago when I went through the Landmark organization, where I talk about frequently on this show, is there was a lady when I went through that organization who grew up and she was labeled as having a learning disability. And the second you hear that, you just debilitate yourself moving forward, because every filter, every way you approach life is going to be with that, as well as a generalized anxiety disorder. You're going to feel something, you feel a little bit of anxiety, and now it just goes tenfold because you feel like this is your disorder taking over. Everybody has anxiety. The second you label it as something, it can become debilitating, rather opposed to everybody has anxiety, how do we deal with anxiety? And so really getting beyond, as you said, these labels that we have, they're extremely detrimental, but that's the way the medical field is very able to just move us on to the next client and prescribe us something.
You know, if you ever notice that when people get older, they really identify themselves with whatever their ailments are, right? And there was either, I don't remember what
guilty
movie it was. Yeah, I know, right? And I don't remember what movie it was or TV show. And somebody had come to the woman's house, and she had like four or five of the older aunts and uncles there. And she goes, all right, let me explain it. That's diverticulitis. That's diabetes. That's health. That's heart disease. that's menopause.
Yeah,
and
I
then
picture
that
a bunch
is,
of guys sitting around a poker table. They're anting up and one upping each other with their disorder or their ailment or whatever it is. That's very true, Michelle. That happened to me for years. I grew up as an asthmatic, and I used that as a crutch, as a fallback. Many times I used it as my advantage to get out of something, but it was so cemented in my identity. It was to the point where, like, well, I'll never be active. I'll never be this type of, you know, athletic person. Which I, you know, years ago I was able to flip that around, and even within the last 4 or 5 years, I've really been able to crush that and just say, I'm a person who's had asthma and lives with asthma, but it's not a piece of my identity. It's just one more thing that I deal with and move on.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because you just condition yourself in your thinking that that's who you are. And it's not necessarily, like, why start off the sentence that way? You know what I mean? It's like you're starting off on a negative foot. Doesn't make any sense. So how about we give them everybody like a homework assignment? And I'm thinking something along the lines of, take out the pen and paper. You know how we love the pen and paper. We put on our common sense cap, and maybe something along the lines of, we write down all of the labels that we think we are, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And then we realize, most of them are probably negative. And then right next to it, the opposite. So the positive. So give me another minute or two, but taking that something simple and now put it into the more empowerment coach language or advice, but go in that direction. I want to keep it simple.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny you say that because in my program, even the term homework has a negative connotation to it, going back to our days in school.
Yeah.
And, you know, homework or exercises or thing like that, I have it in my program, whether it's wordsmithing or not, but it's for me, it's an empowering statement that I came up with. I call them connection experiences, and that's what we work on in my program. And you know, doing these experiences and these different things to help you feel much more connected to yourself, to other people, to the earth, and the universe around you.
All right. A connection experience instead of homework.
Yeah. Try that hat on.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Well, yeah. But you like that. You like, let's think opposite. Let's do George Costanza when he does opposite day. So everything's going to be just the opposite of what you think you are for the whole weekend. And then everybody just, you know, first write it down and then use those words instead. And even if you start laughing yourself, that's even better. And then just do that and see what happens.
I have to tell you that brings memories of my early years when we would go to Las Vegas. Because Las Vegas is a playground to pretend that you're somebody else. And
oh,
I used
totally.
To do this with my friends. We would go there with probably 6 or 7 guys, and we'd live the whole weekend without even getting a room, and we'd live on Red Bulls, you know, catching catnaps in keno rooms. And what we would do is we would all go, and we would pick a Kevin Bacon character name from a movie. And I was always Red McCormick. And so we would meet and introduce ourselves to women, and I would introduce myself as Ren McCormick. And inevitably, it was like, have we met before? It sounds familiar. I feel like we've met before. And, you know, and he always has common names like John or whatever it might be. But that was the little game, again, of being somebody else for a weekend. We did that every time we went to Vegas.
Oh, so funny. And everyone was young and people are stupid, so they just fell for it. They didn't care. They're like, whatever. And they don't care what your name is because it's not like they're going to never talk to you again. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I think we probably had many of those moments together when we shared the town together out there in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, we did. God, to be 20-something just for a little bit to play like that and then jump back to reality. But still, you know,
absolutely.
Anyway.
Anyway, well, hey, I'm looking at the clock. I don't want to kick myself off, but I, you know,
I
be
go.
Mindful of everybody else.
No, you're good. I just wanted to get a little extra in there since I kind of stole it from the beginning, and then I came up with a little George Costanza game for everybody. So, well, Bill, plug your website.
I love it.
Website.
We'll tag it with a punch every time.
Yeah. Give your website and anything else you want to plug real quick.
BillWilderment.org. Or search me, YouTube, I'm big on. So search my name, Bill Ranshaw, R-A-N-S-H-A-W, or The Connected Being. That's in a few different places you might find other people. So just my name or BillWilderment.org.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill. Have a great weekend, and talk to you next month.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing all the extra guests. I appreciate it. Thanks, Michelle.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks, my friend.
Bye.
Alrighty, I went along with Bill. I get carried away with him, and I go back to like 25 years, probably. Oh my goodness, 30, so 25, somewhere in the ballpark. But it is Friday, so it's a little bit looser on the show today, a little bit looser. But let's see, 12:23. My next guest is Dan Perkins. He's coming at 12:27. I'm going to make sure we bring him on right away. I got a message from Todd Davis that he was having some issues, so he couldn't make it, but we'll get him rescheduled. Not a big deal. And I just want to reach out to everybody, say thank you for all the listening downloads, to thank God for all the listen. Oh, thank you for all. I'm a little tongue-tied today, guys. I'm not quite sure why. Thank you for all the live listeners. We've had some incredible, incredible numbers. So continue to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Again, we're getting censored on Apple, which I'm not surprised, but at least they're listing the shows. They are a little delayed by the time they get up there, but at least they're listing them, but they're not letting us really be found to try the other platforms and, or even that one, but at least you have to subscribe though. You have to subscribe. Otherwise it's going to be difficult to find. And comment, like, and share our posts. Follow us on all the social media platforms. Don't forget the Rumble. It's where I'm uploading all the videos. And speaking of Rumble, I got this notification yesterday that I won the Battle of the Videos contest that I didn't even enter. So all of a sudden I get this email, it says something about $50. I'm like, oh, you know, you always think it's like one of those scam ones from somewhere in some knight or king or something or other, or a Saudi Arabia prince has money for me and some special bank account, but he needs my wiring instructions in order to get it. And I said, what is this? So I clicked it, and I won some Battle of the Videos contest that I didn't know, and they gave me $50. So thank you, Rumble. So definitely make sure you subscribe there. Of course, join our newsletter, and that way you can get around the censorship, because it's just a matter of time before these platforms tell me to go pound sand. But thank God there's new ones coming, like Frank's Speech, and also who else is – we're going to be on Clout Hub, which is one of our platinum partners. We're going to be on them shortly. We've got to get more active on Gab so we can get rid of the other ones. Don't forget to make sure you download your Facebook content. You can do that so you have it in case your number comes up and it's time for you to go bye-bye on Facebook and they tell you no more. We don't like you and we don't want you to share the truth or information. So be prepared for when that day comes. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So just make sure you are covered. And you can download your own content. And a lot of these other platforms, you can merge it and upload it into these other new platforms so that way you have, boom, you are right back on track. And then slowly transition your audience over to these other platforms or find new friends because they're there. Their friends are everywhere. How many billions of people live on this planet? On the information to do all that, to rate, review, the comment, to and all of our links and all that, on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, two big graphics, one rate and review, one is all the links. And, of course, you can listen to any of the episodes on the homepage there. There's a player, plus the live links, big banners, everything. This is like a Fisher-Price website for a reason. Wants to be very visual, very easy to navigate through. That way you can find everything and you can get in touch with all of these partners. It's incredible content. What else am I wanting to plug real quick before I got like 20 seconds. I wanted to talk about our real quick. I want to mention all of our platinum partners. So we've got Women's Leadership Live. I highly encourage you to follow them on LinkedIn, Debbie Saviano. They're our marketing partners, our media partners, Jeff Brain over at Clout Hub and the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Thank you, Big D. Take Action Partners of America Restored. Raj Dorsami over at Defend Our Union. Those are the main ones right now. We're adding more all the time. So let's bring on my next guest. Mr. Dan Perkins is an author, commentator, speaker, TV personality, veteran, and host of America's Cannabis Conversation on W420 Radio Network. Audience, big round of applause for our special guest, Dan Perkins. How are you today, Dan?
I am absolutely thrilled to be with you again, and I've got some very exciting news to break on your show, the first one in the country.
Oh, awesome. And then I want to make sure we do get into the cannabis. That's your big show now. And, of course, that we want to make sure people have resources to heal. So what's the breaking news? What do you got?
Daryl and I from Global Enlightenment Network are starting a new show that will premiere next Wednesday called We've been working together for a number of years. And we both looked at what was going on. And we looked at the racism, the lack of freedom of expression, freedom of speech that was being pushed on us by the left. So we decided to create a show where we're going to talk about the issues, black or white, in a civil and in a respectful way, even though we may disagree. We've decided that so many people, millions of people, have said all over this country, I don't think anybody's listening to what I'm saying, and I'm afraid to really push it because I don't know what the left is going to do. So we are going to premiere on Wednesday at 12:30 on blackandwhite.us. That's Eastern time. And we have another exciting announcement, which is unbelievable. We have been in discussions with Sanyu TV, and they are taking the show from the premiere episode on their 2A channel. This is digital television globally. And the show will air in 10 million households from the first show.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And the idea that we're starting off with a half hour show, and we're going to deal with two segments. The first segment next week will deal with the racial attack against Tim Scott and his speech after the president's, and then the second one is going to deal with why minorities are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And there's a lot of going on. I spoke to Daryl this morning, and I said, be prepared for this question. Why is it that black people vote so much for Democrats when they were responsible for continuing slavery, Jim Crow? He says, I have to think about that. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to address issues that are on the table that need to be talked about, and we're getting rid of the idea of you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, or whatever. Those descriptors will not be allowed on the show. That is not respectful, not respecting. I said to Daryl this morning, there was a commentary written by a reporter from the Washington Post who critiqued Tim Scott's presentation after Joe Biden. Said he was wonderful, except there's two problems. He's black and he's a conservative. That's how that reporter from the Washington Post saw Tim Scott. He didn't have credibility because he was black and because he was a conservative. That's not acceptable to us. Just because a person is black or yellow or brown is irrelevant to what they're thinking and what they believe. And so we're tired of it. We've had enough of it. And we're going to do something about it. And that's why we're bringing to the airways Black and White.
I think that is a great show concept and idea, and it's so necessary because, you know, they've hijacked the word racism because the left, the regressive left, you know, this radical left, and that includes all of the media, they now say everything's racism. Like, you could say that I don't like that green shirt. Well, you're a racist. You know, that has nothing to do with racism. And it's just a way to create division, and it's a way for them to have something to discuss about. It's like the invisible enemy. That's what they need. They can only win on invisible enemies and creating division and creating people not liking each other or disagreeing because they can't stand on their principles. They can't stand on their politics because they're so bad that they have to distract everyone and create fake hate. And it's not real. I mean, that's just their narrative, because when you have a bunch of hot air and crap coming out of your mouth, you kind of disguise it with something else. And then you point the finger at somebody, at the other person, and you're actually projecting onto them what your issues are. Because if you really want to talk about it and you want to analyze what's really racist and racism, it comes from the other side. It comes from the same people, like that guy. He said, everything he said was awesome, except he's black and conservative. That's actually racist, okay? That's really want to talk racism, that's the definition of racism. But to them, that it's not. So that's what I'm saying. They've hijacked the word. They've hijacked the ideology behind it, and they're just pushing it out there every day. And then they're teaching it in the schools with this critical race theory, and it's just brainwashing and propaganda and lies. I mean, literally, this is what the Nazis did, people. This is exactly – where do you think the big lie came from? The term, the big lie that they're talking about, the election fraud? Oh, that's the Nazis' term. And the rest of this is just literally propaganda that the CCP uses, and then that's where the Marxism is, that's Fascism, and that's, communism, which we're very close to becoming because we're no longer a free country, just based on the things that have happened in the past, year and a half. So it's time to have that discussion, and I'm glad that you guys have the platform to do that, because you need his network to do that, and more power to Sino TV for actually doing that also. That is awesome for them to bring that on.
Right. I think the thing that set me off was when after the speech by Tim Scott, Facebook allowed a dialogue calling and using and repeating the slur Uncle Tim which is a referral to Uncle Tom, which is a derogatory state. They let it around for 11 hours before they did anything about it. But following that, you had Democrats calling him an Oreo and other racial slurs, and nobody in the black leadership in this country stood up and called out the media for doing that.
Mm-mm.
And the president,
because they don't.
You know, and the president is talking about the Jim Crow laws, and now
the
Jim Eagle laws.
Yeah,
He doesn't remember, although he was probably alive at the time that they were established. But the Jim Crow laws were established by the Democratic Party, not the Republicans.
Yeah.
So
slavery.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to try.
So
and
the
create
KKK.
A place. And there'll be a chat room for us to talk to, and you'll be able to send an email. But we're really excited about it. We had a long conversation this morning, pre-production meeting, and we're really looking forward to trying to be a voice for people who want reasonable and polite and respectful discussions of an issue, even though we may not agree. That's fine. But we're going to do it in a way which we think America would like the country to get back to. So we're excited about it. And I thank you for the time to talk about that. To go to cannabis, it's just amazing. We started our show in October of 2019 with 6 listeners on our first podcast. We're now on 4 networks.
Wow.
We had the largest audience we ever had in the first quarter, and on one of our networks in March and April, we added almost 50,000 new listeners a month on one network. We're going to go to Simul TV sometime in the fall, which will take us between 10 and 12 million households that will be able to hear the show and watch the show on TV. In the month of April, just finished, the top 20 shows where we had the most listeners all occurred in the month of April. It exploded.
Isn't that their thing?
It's
April 4th or April 20th. That's their Christmas, their New Year celebration. 420.
Yeah. That's why our network is called 420 Radio Network. But my point is that with all the things that are going on in Washington and this more and more states beginning to decriminalize and offer both recreational and medical marijuana, you're in a situation where there's more and more interest in the product and in what's going on. And we have probably the best, and I'm not being facetious, I believe it because I listen, we probably have the highest production value and greatest content of any show that you can listen to on cannabis. And that's why our audience is growing by leaps and bounds.
So
people want to know.
You want to give some information on some of the products and maybe like even a testimonial or an example of how it affected somebody's life or changed, relieved pain or something along those lines, so our listeners can kind of have a picture in their head of something that they might have never thought about trying before but may be interested in exploring?
Well, before you go anywhere, we believe that the consumption of cannabis product should be under the supervision initially of a doctor, especially since a significant percentage of people who are using cannabis in various different forms to deal with pain. It is the largest single segment of why people are purchasing cannabis, and especially the elderly, because they have reached the point that the pharmaceutical drugs are no longer working. They have tremendous side effects and they're expensive. Mm-hmm. They've been turning in huge numbers to cannabis. But when you're dealing with a particular medical issue, it's important not that the bud tenders in the dispensary aren't knowledgeable. They're not medical professionals. We have and you can go to W420RadioNetwork.com, which is the website for the show, and go to the archives section. And I want you to go there because the best answer to your question is there are a number of shows, probably at least a dozen shows, where our cannabis doctor on call, Dr. Jordan Tischler out of Boston, talks about various kinds of cannabis treating various kinds of ailments. So he's a tremendous source that you can learn and listen about what's going on and how to deal with, whether it's anxiety or depression or arthritis pain, cancer treatment pain. He's a wonderful, wonderful doctor, very caring and very generous of his time. So America's Cannabis Conversation or W420 Radio Network, go to the archive sections and look for Dr. Jordan Tischler, and he will talk to you about what to do and how to do it. And he's just been phenomenal. And he was we realized and we know, for example, that according to the CDC, 1 in 4 Americans now admits to having significant depression or anxiety. And it's because of what has happened with this pandemic. And he says he is inundated with people who are looking for ways to deal with the anxiety and the depression. And there are several cannabis products that he recommends after he's talked to the people. So there are things out there that can help us do. I did a wonderful interview. In fact, she's on this Saturday. She is a doctor at the University of Houston. And it seems unbelievable to say this. You know, we have an opioid problem in the United States with fentanyl and all these drugs coming in. She's actually going to begin clinical trials for a vaccine that will make you immune against fentanyl and other opioids.
Means you just don't have the craving to take it after you've taken it the first time to want to take it again?
Right. You not only do you lose the craving, the vaccine creates an antibody in your system that will reject the narcotic level and the narcotic impact of taking fentanyl and other narcotics. So it's – and I said to her when I interviewed her, how soon do you think we might have it? She said, I think it could be out in 3 years. But can you imagine that we could create a vaccine to treat drug addiction and take people off and they don't have to deal with the substitutes? It just – if it's basically your body will reject the fentanyl and other narcotics, and they believe they can do it for cocaine and other drugs. So they're excited about it. I'm going to follow her over the next 2 to 3 years to see how she's doing with her research. But that's amazing. I've got a doctorate at Dana-Farber in Boston at Harvard who's doing research on cannabis to treat pancreatic cancer, a deadly devastating cancer.
That's really bad.
And he's really, really pleased. And he's on – you can listen to him. So we do have a good spice of doctors, but we also have operators and growers and packagers and government people and lobbyists. We have a great combination. And I think people are starving for information like they are on a lot of things. And we have – we have 80-some interviews on our website of people in all kinds of work in cannabis trying to help educate the American consumer about this potentially amazing opportunity.
Well, and it's important that people get it from more of a medical aspect as opposed to, you know, the what they think in their head is cannabis, you know, like a bunch of kids or, you know, like a drug dealer, you know, the impression of what people might have in their head. Things have come a long way since, you know, back when we were all young and that's just how the distribution channels were. And it was, you know, a little bag of pot. It's very, very different now, much more advanced. So people just need to have an open mind, but at least there's resources like yours where they can get the information and kind of make some decisions on their own, something alternative, especially
right.
for pain
Absolutely.
Or even anxiety. And we're talking about depression and things like that. So give the website
yes.
one more time, Bill, Dan, and then I've got to, I've got a bump.
The website is American Cannabis Conversation or W420 Radio Network. And the new show is blackandwhite.us.
And then once you guys air,
thank you so much for having me.
Have you and Daryl on the show, and we'll do a special segment to promote it. That'll be awesome. I'll have you come on my patriotic soapbox segment, and we'll cause a little trouble. That'll be awesome.
Thank you for
all
your
right.
time.
You're awesome, Dan Perkins. Thank you so much. And I'll get together with you and Daryl, and we'll put that together. Good luck next week. Good luck.
Thank you.
With the launch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, how exciting. I'm so glad that those guys are doing that. I think it's very, very necessary. And Daryl's the one that is the owner of the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, who is one of our platinum partners. And there's going to be expansion there also. So we are at 12:45. I've got a few minutes. This is important. This is importante. Last week, The Truth Over Fear, COVID-19, and the Great Reset Online Summit, Patrick Coffin was here. We did a special segment with him during the Patriotic Soapbox. They were having their conference, which had all of those frontline doctors and scientists, the big names that you know, like Judy Mikovits, Archbishop Carla Maria Vigano, Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Zeb Delinko, Dr. Pam Popper, and a whole bunch of other people. They were in the middle. They were doing April 30th through May 2nd. Within about 3 hours into it, they had about 50,000 people that were tuned into the live stream. The hosting platform shut them down. Shut them down. Just pulled the plug. You want to talk about censorship? And it's not like they didn't know who was the topic. It was like a hidden event where all of a sudden they said they were going to talk about everybody holding hands and singing Kumbaya. And then all of a sudden they're like, ha-ha, look who we're really talking about. No, this was the whole event. Oh, and they had done a previous one last fall. And obviously there was no problem. So just to give you another example of the censorship has now been taken to the next level where you're talking, I don't know, as I mentioned before, you're talking communism, you're talking fascism, the Marxism. I mean, this is where we are, everybody. This is where we are. And it's only getting worse. Again, they're all in collusion with each other. So they have rescheduled it. It started today, so it's today, May 7th, 8th, and 9th. Everybody's back on schedule. Some of the interviews are recorded. Then there's the live portions, all of that information. I encourage you to all get it. They're free tickets. They're free. So you can watch interviews today and tomorrow for free. Get as many as you can in there. If you go to our virtual events page, and that's underneath the Take Action tab, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab, the virtual events page. You will see the graphic there. Click on that. That'll get you over to their website to register for the free tickets. It's all day today. And you can watch them 24 hours a day. So they're on demand, some of them. And then at least get the truth about the COVID-19, the fake vaccines. These are the people that you need to hear about, especially the ones. If they've been kicked off or censored before, that they're telling the truth. Those are the ones you want to tune into. And most of these people have been silenced at some point or they're kicked off of some sort of the colluding 11 big or 13. I added some. The 13 bigs, big tech, big media, the bad, bad people. The ones that lie to you. So keep in mind, if you want the truth, we're at 12:48. Oh, I better bring on Mr. Jeremy Sutton. But if you want the truth, you want to go to turn off the television, right? Bad stuff is on TV. It's all lies, propaganda, and it's getting worse. And then you don't want to get your news from social media either. That's just as bad. If you go to the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, look for Patriotic Media. They're all there. Just click on the graphics for them. You can buzz through the headlines, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Get in, get out, get what you need to know, and then move on. All right, I'm going to bring on my next guest. My next guest is Jeremy Sutton. He is the CEO of Book Boss. Book Boss, like big boss, like the boss who's in charge. Book Boss Publishing, helping you write the book of your dreams because it's time you accept your authority and begin to change lives. Audience, big round of applause. Mr. Sutton, how are you today?
I'm great, Michelle. I'm just upset because you said I can't get my news on Facebook anymore, so I got to find a new source.
Yeah, but see, you're a guy who's been wearing their common sense cap for some time, so I have a feeling that you get it from other places.
Yeah,
already.
I've been from a few other places.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to give you a lot more credit than that. But yeah, that's just a... You know, and you're all about freedom of speech. You're encouraging people to write their books and share their stories. And, you know, that they look what's going on now. You can't say that. You can't say the truth. You can't say certain words. You, it's like the
yeah,
Nazis. The minister of truth has come along, the minister of facts, and he's not a good guy.
I know. Can we even say capitalism anymore? I mean, I don't know if that's thing. But,
no.
But we might get censored.
I
think I hear Biden shutting us down.
Exactly. The woke corporations don't even use the word capitalism anymore because technically if you're sleeping with the state, right, which is what they are doing, then it's not really capitalism more. I believe that definition, and I have it here because I printed it out. I believe that is more, that's more of the fascism, Marxism, where the state, or even the communism, where the state and the corporation, it's more the fascism, because the corporate fascism is the converging of the government and the corporations. So they don't care about capitalism because it's beneath them, right? That's for us little people.
Yeah.
We don't need that. And when you're big and you have the people that make a decision behind you, and you literally have a monopoly, you don't need capitalism anymore because that's for the peons. That's for us. That's for the people. It's for we the people,
that's
not
right.
For the big,
that's right.
The big woke CEOs. So yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm so enthusiastic about helping people write, because look, we in another month or years or whatever, we don't know, they're going to shut down everything that we don't control or own. And so if you own your book rights and you write your story, then, you know, they can't shut that down, you know. And so that's why I'm such a big proponent of having your website, having your podcast, having your book, because, you know, we need to be able to still hear from the people and not just the people that control everything.
So have you found that there – well, we already know that Amazon bans certain authors, but are they doing it on a bigger scale where even if it's a new one that they're not even allowing people to sell their books through there as opposed to – before, when maybe they had them publish it, and then they're like, now we'll ruin it for them but now they're just shutting you down before you even get a chance to get approved to go on the platform.
Yeah, no, I really haven't run across that yet, Michelle. You know, my clients are business owners, healthcare providers, and so we're talking about things that are helpful to people, which a lot of things are helpful to people that they shut down. But I haven't really seen that with my clients yet, and hopefully I won't hopefully forever, but possibly it may be around the corner. Who knows?
Yeah, it just depends on what the agenda expands to. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be topics. It's just people that they don't like, which is the problem. That's the problem. That's a whole nother show. So let's talk about maybe what are the first steps. When you know you want to write a book, everyone's told you you should. Everything you hear is to write the book. What does somebody do?
Yeah. Really. I mean, one huge thing is to find somebody that knows what they're doing and get them to help you. But if you're not ready for that step yet, then really the best thing is just sitting down and knowing what your topic's going to be. Because I'm a trained physical therapist, so I could write about anything on the body. But I don't want to do that. I want to narrow it down to say neck pain or back pain or whatever, or in my case now self-publishing, is get your topic down and then get your audience. And I always tell people to write to one person. So name that person. We're going to write to Michelle, who's about freedom of speech, and she has a radio show, and she's passionate. That's who our target's going to be. And guess what, Michelle? There's millions of people out there, maybe not just like you, but like you, that book's going to, pertain to. And so once we get our topic and our audience, and we just dump everything out, and then we start to outline our book and give ourselves a timeline, a deadline, and you start writing. And it's really – I know it's not that simple, but it really is that simple.
But, you know, books are usually pretty thick, right? And we've talked about this before. When I see a thick book, I go, ooh, I'm not going to touch that one. I might buy it because it's pretty, but it's not going to get open, okay? So what do you think about – giving people some advice or incentive about do something at least to get started. Like even if it's a short ebook, so at least they can get in the process and then get something out and then maybe go to the next step where it's a, you know, a bigger, you know, more chapters, something more intense, but at least this starts the juices flowing and it gets them in that author mode so they can maybe knock it out in a couple of weeks or maybe even a weekend, depending on what, how much time they have to put into it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really, I don't want to read a long book either, Michelle. I like the, you know, 140, maybe 200 pages at the very most. And so, you know, Kindle, which is or KDP, which is Amazon's self-publishing platform, just introduced a thing about a month ago that it's a novella and it's short stories, getting people, encouraging people to write shorter forms of books and things like that. And so really, you don't have to have a 200-page book. You can start out with – my first book was like 30 pages, and then my second book was 70 pages. So you don't – this false idea that you have to write a 150 to 300-page book is silly. You know, there's people out there making six and seven figures every year off of a book because they built a coaching business or whatever it is around it, and the book's 50 pages. You know, it's just it's what's contained in the book. My wife tells me that her English teachers say make a story – it's like a skirt. It has to be long enough to cover everything and short enough to hold everybody's attention. So books are like that too.
That's great advice. It's a good reminder, you know, because I think for so many years when people heard the word author, you know, they thought big publishing company and it takes years, you know, I need an agent because that's what you saw on TV, right? And that's what like people who were best-selling authors because they had the big book signings, everything's changed and everybody can write a book, but you just need the information and the guidance and work with somebody like Jeremy, because what if they've been working on a book, but it's taken them, you know, 6 months or a year and they've not really gotten very far. So, you know, there's a system to this, right? Isn't there kind of a system in place? There's kind of a beginning, middle, and end on how it needs to be done and the players in the game and the best way to go about it. Like, you know, the difference between the ebook versus the hardcover versus the distribution channels, especially when you're self-publishing. So, again, like we talk about on this network, this is for the audience, just a reminder. We don't need to reinvent the wheel, people. All of this has been done before, but you just need the right partners. You need and the trustworthy ones who are going to get you from point A to point B so you don't have to bang your head against the wall and then waste time and waste money. It's not necessary anymore. No more excuses with March. Take action April. We are now make it happen May. So how about make it happen into a book for May? I think that is great, a great incentive for people. Anything else you want to plug, Jeremy? Anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, so absolutely. I have May 24th, my podcast is launching the Daily Self-Publishing Podcast. It'll be on iTunes and everywhere else. It'll be a YouTube channel, but I've already interviewed 40 self-published authors all over the world that didn't spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and didn't take 5 to 10 years to write their books, and they have 100% control and they've built businesses around it. So that'll be launching May 24th, the Daily Self-Publishing Podcast. And in that will be a link to my course, Book Boss University. It's absolutely free. I've sold it for $1,500, but I'm giving it away for free now so I can reach so many more people and help them write their books.
Well, that's amazing. Do me a favor and send me the link to the show. I'm sure you have it already structured. So send it to me so I can add it to our must listen to page. So that way people can tune in, and I'm going to push people in that direction too, because if you can make it easy for people to write this book, even if it's an ebook, people, 30 pages, something
that's
simple.
Right.
Remember the attention span for most humans is 8 to 9 seconds. So you don't want to give them too much. You don't have to just get them hooked,
that's
you know,
right.
Like a fish, give them that nice lure. So then all of a sudden you reel them in and then they like the content.
That's right.
And of course you can change the lives and help people. That'd be awesome. And then what's the website for them to get that, the download you're talking about?
Yeah. Bookbosspublishing.com.
Perfect. And you can download that free information course that he sells for $10 million. And he's giving that away for
that's
free
right.
for our audience.
That's right.
So you don't have to spend the millions. You can get where you need to be for free, people, for free. Oh, Jeremy. Well, congratulations on the podcast. I think that's awesome. Again, make sure you send it to me. We're going to support you as much as we can and jump on for next month and have a great, great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Michelle. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. You're one of my faves, Jeremy. So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All righty. So book time, everybody's got to think about writing that book. You can make it easy, ebook, something simple, take away the inhibitions, right? That's what we're doing here. We're breaking down the barriers. We're breaking down the walls, those barriers to entry to all of these things to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. No more excuses, guys. No more excuses. It is time to make it happen. And all that information is on the website, everything, homeresourceplatform.com. You name it, everything that you can imagine. I mean, obviously we have our shows. We are 143 partners. We have 336 segments of this live show, which is on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 p.m. Pacific time. So you've got all of that information there. You've got 130 one-on-one podcast episodes. There's blogs in there. And then, of course, all of the different partners that are coming on the show, that have been on the show, that or even some of them that won't be on the show, but I just like what they do or who they are or what their show is, or their group, their organization, all different categories. Everything is on here. Okay? Like I said, it goes of a special Arizona section under the Take Action tab. And there's the treatments for the coronavirus. You get the facts, the truth. I mean, take action items, something as simple as signing a petition or running for precinct committeeman. You know how I feel about that. I'm a precinct committeeman. Thought my meeting was yesterday. It's actually next Thursday. So we'll have some updates there. Very important. You know, Mayor Corruption County and Anarchy, Arizona. But I mean, business resources, Debbie Saviano's group, you know, Women's Leadership Live. There's a whole bunch of other ones that are listed on there too. So it literally has everything, even nonprofit organizations. Everybody's trustworthy. Everybody is a good person doing good business and good things. And literally a lot of them have a ton of free information. If you follow them even on social media, they provide with incredible content. So let me see if there's anything else real quick before I bring in Miss Maria Zach. Let me make sure there's nothing else that I wanted to go over. Okay, most important. So just a reminder, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, look at the Partners and Patriots tab, obviously the COVID tab, remember the COVID facts, because if you need the treatments, you want some information, you want facts, and then the Take Action tab. Those are the main ones. And of course, Reopen America Resource Center, because we're trying to get this place open. That has even more resources. But those are the main tabs, unless you want to listen to the past episodes. There's an episodes tab, so you can go specific. But all of the pages that are in the website connect together. So that way you'll get looped around. You're looped around. Keep me in mind, Fisher Price website, so it's very visual. I'm trying to make it easy to use. All right, so let's do this. This is going to be exciting. My next guest is Ms. Maria Zach. She's the founder of Nations in Action. She's the one who led the investigation and exposed Italy's involvement in the 2020 election fraud, Italygate. Now, if you remember, there was an audio tape or an audio segment that was going around the internet. This is, I don't remember if it was November, December, she'll tell specifically. And that's kind of what started everybody finding out, like, what do you mean Italy? What's going on? And they were trying to arrange a plane. There was people that were going to get stuck over there, like the whistleblowers and this huge investigation. And it has to do with the government and the satellites and, like $400 million or in bribes and all kinds of just crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. And all of it, it's all true. It's all true. There's much more that's come out. So let me do this. I want to give the phone number because we're going to open the phone lines up after she kind of gives her brief intro to bring you up to speed. If you want to call in with questions for Maria, the phone number is 646-668-2537. That's 646-668-2537. And now we're going to get some scoop from the woman of the hour, Maria Zach. Round of applause, audience. I once met a girl named Maria.
Well, thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
Oh, you are very welcome, and it is an honor to have someone like yourself on the platform joining me in my patriotic soapbox. So thank you. And I just wanted to give the audience just a little brief story on how we met. We were both at the Tulsa, Oklahoma event, and we were having dinner on Thursday night at Clay Clark's office, and we were standing in line for the buffet, and, you know, she was talking to everybody, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if I started talking to you. I probably did, because I'll talk to anybody in an elevator. So I probably said something, or you said something to me. And then you mentioned, you said your name, and I wish I had a picture of the look on my face, because my head kind of went, Maria Zach, like Italy, Maria Zach? You go, yeah, I mean, like, no, the Maria Zach, like Italy, like full-on Italy, like, you know, the tape and the government. And you went, yeah. I said, all right, you're coming on the show. This is it. I'll fly to Florida, and I will come get you if you do not do this. So that is how we met, everybody. That is how we met. So what do you want to share first?
Yes, I got our picture, actually, together with our names up on the board, which is one of my favorite pictures of the course of this whole mess. If ever I write a book, that picture's got to go in the book for sure.
And I'll ride coattails on that all day long, because it is actually – I looked at it last night, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to put that on the on social media, because it is a good one. When I re-release the show, when it's recorded. So yeah, it's actually good. I should send you the one that I have, because you look really good in it. Like, I look okay. You look really good in it. So I'm going to send that to you today to make sure you have it.
Well, thank you. Well,
You're welcome.
It was pretty cool to meet you in person. And that was the reaction that I had in Tulsa. So many people go, you're that Maria. And I'm like, mm-hmm. My crew out of Georgia who were with me, they go, you need a t-shirt that says you're that Maria. So apparently a lot of people heard that video. It was leaked, the audio of a team meeting of Nations in Action, and we have volunteers from all around the country, and we pray together and we work hard to save our country. And that's who we are. We're good Americans who just love our country. It's a nonpartisan organization. There's a C3 and a C4. And prior to the election, we were, for years busy doing election integrity, outing the little corruption in Florida with Brenda Snipes and getting her fired by Governor DeSantis, and just working on election law. I've testified in Georgia. But we were also working on eliminating property tax so you can have the freedom to own your home. We've built a whole kit around that. So my November in planning and God's sense of humor, I had a whole plan to unveil this great plan to eliminate your property tax and still keep elections safe and add transparency and truth in government. Little detail. So it got derailed completely when November 3rd and 4th happened, and my team were poll workers, poll watchers, very involved in the recounts and very involved in writing affidavits, because they witnessed the machines online, they witnessed the duplication of ballots, the feeding of the ballots over and over again of the same ballots to add to the count in Georgia. They're in Fulton County, and they're throughout Georgia, but they're also throughout the country. And our person, Donna, in Pennsylvania, and Daryl's phenomenal in Arizona. He just won their big award for the state. And, you know, good people who are working hard to do the right thing. And I would encourage everybody to work your polls, get in there and understand the law and make sure it's enforced, because nothing is more sacred than your vote and protecting it.
Let me ask you a question about the polls. So is it something that somebody can sign up now and be ready to go once there is an election, or are they only looking usually in the state, in each state, for the volunteers closer to?
No, you really want to get involved early, because they do trainings to get you ready and train you and learn. And you should want to become a trainer, because oftentimes you learn the material far better. I believe it is rare that they actually go in depth into the law and what's required, which is frustrating, because really that's the most important part. How do you know mm-hmm. if you're abiding by the law? And they work more on procedures, like, was the seal broken on the machine when it arrived at 5:30 in the morning? Well, if it was broken and you complain and you're in a not so well-organized county, let's say, you may not be able to open your poll at 7 a.m., which is disenfranchising those voters. Well, that actually happened to our team. They received one in Fulton County in Atlanta, Georgia, and the seal was broken, and they had to make a decision not let people vote or go with the unsealed machine. And they were forcing her to sign that it was sealed, and it wasn't, and she was very upset. But those are the games that are played, and they blamed the late arrival of the equipment on the moving company that they hired didn't show up the day before and deliver the equipment. And it's just bogus, and there should already be a plan of action if machines didn't get there in time and get under police security. All of that should be so systematic at this stage. It's not like it's our first election. We weren't born yesterday. And so that is very important that people get involved and add some common sense and see where the problems are. And for every problem, there's a solution. And I just want to throw the solution category forward and push through the barriers of the stupidity that seem to be reigning at the moment, where the legislature, I'll give you the example in Georgia, when I went in, they asked me to come in and look at the law and give them recommendations. And I was not only telling them about, oh, by the way, the theft of the election occurred in Italy, I'm like, what do you mean you can't look at your code? I'm the CEO of an IT company, and if I made a contract with the state on supplying a product, I of course, want to protect my intellectual property. But when it comes to voting, the state had actually enabled in their contract that they didn't get to look at the code. Now, my IT CTO guy, Sumath would just strangle me if I ever did anything like that, where, no, you can't look at the code. Well, of course, in order to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were outmaneuvered in so many ways of how to commit fraud that at one point I asked my team if they would put together a list of all the ways fraud occurs, and they were like, no. And I was like, what do you mean no, guys? Come on, we got to do this. It is such a mammoth lift to take all the ways cheating happens and compare it to the statutes and what's in the statute, because they have invented so many ways to cheat. And that is a sad statement, and that's why Lynn Cheney is so wrong and
should be fired.
Yeah. It is shameful that she, the lieutenant governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, whom I supported because the other guy was worse, and I know that's hard to believe, but not really when you think it's Georgia. And they literally have knowledge that votes are stolen, absentee ballots happen that weren't for the right people. I had a friend who, you know, went to Georgetown Law. She calls me one day and says, I went to go vote, and they told me I already voted, absentee. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? So, of course, I called the Secretary of State and get the investigator's number for her and have it tracked down, but you'll never find who did it. So
right.
Even Congressman Tom Price's own mother-in-law went to go vote, and she was told she had already voted in Fulton County. The former head of Health and Human Services' mother-in-law goes to vote. For her daughter, I might add, who was running for the state house. So you have to understand the level of fraud and the lengths they went to in 2020 were beyond anything ever seen, and it was every kind of angle they could hit you at. And
exactly.
Our guys started finding the numbers of all the out-of-state voting, all the locations for absentee ballots that were business addresses, which is illegal, and every one of those ballots should be terminated. The number of people, we had put out a press release in mid-November, there were 40,000 illegal votes, and our data guy, Mark Davis, is one of the most phenomenal guys in the world, do the right thing under all circumstances, and he reviewed the data. And he goes, Maria, I've got you 40,000 illegal votes of people who moved out of the county they were in and voted in a different county, which invalidates your entire ballot. So people, if you're listening, do not vote outside of your county. You only get to elect your sheriff, your state representative, your city council, not your friends, not your neighbors, not wherever you used to live. You don't get to vote there, and you lose your ballot. And that is what the law states. Now, unfortunately, in Georgia, 40,000 votes, that would change the presidential outcome for sure. So right there changes the election. But I doubt that anything will ever happen in the court systems there. But he has now gotten validation as of last night that people have now changed their addresses, which further validated the voter registration grid of where they voted versus where their license is. So they now have validation that many of those 40,000 100% were people who voted illegally.
And you know, you've said two things so far that I just want to comment on, but then I want your feedback. You said they came from every angle possible. So I think that is what people need to digest into their heads at this point, going, it wasn't just, you know, the Ruby, you know, taking the ballots from underneath the table. It wasn't just
right.
China, which is one of the major players that Mike Lindell's talking about. And, it, you know, Italy is just one of the components. Then you're talking about, you just gave a perfect example of the addresses. And then you said, you know, commercial buildings. And, of course, here in Arizona, you've got the you know, 10,000 plus dead people. And so there's so many different ways, not to mention, oh, Georgia, the land of Stacey Abrams. Talk about I don't even know what adjective to describe her as besides evil, pure evil, but I need a more descriptive one. You know, with her consent, what is it, the consent decree and her side agreements, which are totally against the laws. I mean, they came at it literally from every possible angle, to even the drop-off boxes, the $400 million from Mark Zuckerberg is what Mike Lindell calls them, to set up to have these organizations get involved with the election process. It's a lot of money, you know, a lot of money going in a lot of pockets and these machines. But the one thing that you said was that there was a lot of ways for the fraud or manipulation to happen because of the companies, the machines, say. But I'd have to say that most of the politicians that were part of those contracts, that was their intention all along, because a normal person in a position, just like they're saying now in Maricopa County, well, we never had the passwords. What do you mean you didn't have the passwords? That's what you guys do. You need a password to get in. And no, we never got those. Or we didn't know that we couldn't see the code. What do you mean you didn't know you couldn't see the code? You're the one writing the check. You're the one paying. Well, let's just say that they made the decision. Their signature was on it, but it's our tax dollars. So can you comment on that? Or is it something you can't say because, you know, you're not allowed, you're in a position you can't? But I just find it very hard to believe. I have a feeling millions of other people that the things that they did, they, meaning a very big collective group, both sides, left and right, because there is no left and right anymore. They're all the elected elites and evil. They knew, well, they knew what they were doing. I mean, look at our Secretary of State, the, you know, George Soros Secretary of State project starting in 2006 to put in the right people. And she's the one who is fighting back against this audit now, so, you know, calling it a circus and a sham. And she won't answer questions, but she says, oh, it's, you know, it's not real. There was no fraud. It was, you know, it's a clean election. I mean, common sense was just low-hanging fruit. They said there was no illegal voters that voted, and not one in Arizona. That's mathematically impossible. That means that you know at least one person must have been an illegal alien that voted. Okay, that's just common sense. And based on every single election that we've ever had before. But they said, no, there's not one. So you know right there that means that those people are involved in this. So can you comment? You're not allowed, or I mean, you
sure. No,
I don't
want to
push it,
to.
But okay.
No, I'm happy to. I think there's a couple things. I think when, and I've been around elected officials for over 30 years. I've worked in the legislature in Florida. I've had a top government affairs firm for 25 years. I was globally elite trained by the Philip Morris family, a company. So at the top of the top in the realm of being in government affairs. And I'm very blessed for that training because I can see it better. And over the years, things have changed. Things have gotten, power has shifted. You know, it used to be party driven. Now it's more money driven and association driven, business agendas and donor driven. So you have the billionaire class now that controls a lot, and you have a lot more distractions where the elected officials, you have to remember, it's a representative government. So you don't sit there and say, okay, we have 180 members in the House in Georgia. Of those, how many are going to be IT specialists? How many are going to be law enforcement specialists? How many are going to be healthcare or education? You don't sit there and look at that. You're in your House district, you know, and voting for your candidate for state House, and you're trying to pick the best person. You're not thinking as a whole, what are we giving to the legislature as a whole? And when my last vote in Georgia, I'll never forget, I was at a meeting where the candidates were speaking, and I asked the candidate who was running for the House, isn't it true that you will be the very first former CIA analyst, as well as your military and one of the few military retirees? And she said, yes. And that was my way of helping the audience understand there is nobody else like that candidate that serves in the entire legislature. And having people with that background helps. And you have to have diversity. And in the IT space and certainly cybersecurity, I can guarantee you it's very expensive to hire IT staff. And my business can tell you know exactly what it's costing us. And someone would have to decide to leave being a cybersecurity expert and go work in the legislature. Ask your state legislators how many they have in their legislature. None. Mm-hmm. None. Because they're out making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why would they want to go make $30,000 in some states and, you know, be involved? And I would say, because it's your civic duty. They don't think like I think. but, they're busy doing cybersecurity, and God bless them for doing it. So you have this void, and it's the government employees, and this is the number one thing I would impress upon everyone when you're electing your governor. You should be very stern with the candidates running, that they embed high-level actuarials, very into transparency and accountability, making sure that there are forensic audits. Like, almost everybody should have an audit background. Like, clean house and get us a bunch of auditors. Because there's so much of your money that is either stolen or missing. And then when it comes to needing the funds to hire top-level cybersecurity experts, then you have it. And then you can say, okay, let's have some cybersecurity experts that can ensure the state is your data that the state holds, especially if they have your tax records, et cetera, if you have income tax. You know, you don't want that taken. You don't want your city or your state hacked and ransomware, which happens often. And it happens often for this very reason. They're unprepared. And so I would say unprepared is one thing. Number two, distractions. Number three, the most important thing, which should be number one, is priorities. These elected officials get in there, and the priorities become the priorities of the ruling party's leadership. So the speaker rules or the Senate president rules, and then the governor tries to rule. But in the legislative arena, it's really the House caucus and the Senate caucus. And what we're calling for at Nations in Action is that every state Republican and Democrat party have their state committee members embedded into those caucus meetings. And the reason we're calling for that is because both the way our structure is in our nation, we're a two-party country, and those parties select our candidates, and those parties have something called a platform, which is what they believe. And there are platform changes we're also calling for, and certainly photo ID and safe and secure elections should be in both platforms. If not, it's despicable. And also, we think you should keep God in your platform first and foremost. So there are things that are basic in the platform that is your checklist or litmus test of how the legislators, when they sign the oath to join your party and get on your ballot, how they're supposed to perform. But it's not happening. So in order to hold them accountable, you now have to attach to that form when they sign an oath to pledge to support your party. It's actually supporting your platform. Well, how do you know if they are? Because you're not allowed in their meetings, their caucus meetings, and that's really where it all happens. So I highly recommend changes that provide the transparency back to the party as well as the people. And those would be things that are really imperative that people get involved and make those changes happen.
Well, I'm glad that you gave those suggestions, because what we constantly are promoting is obviously people to get involved. And then, but we're giving more specifics. You know, we're talking about precinct committee man, because I became one after watching Dan Schultz on Steve Bannon's War Room, realizing how it actually yep. is a pretty brilliant infrastructure on how they created the Republican Party, where that's the power really goes to the people. And then they are the ones that are, you know, at the meetings and getting the information, are supposed to be out there and relaying it to the constituents and finding out what the constituents needs are. So then there's a representative there, and then there's the state meetings and the local meetings, but we're the ones that are actually voting for the higher ups, which then that's where you get the, like you mentioned, and who's establishing the platform and what's in that platform and who that leadership is, so you don't have these people that are agenda driven. Like the example I gave the other day, we've got still a lot of the remains of the McCain world here. And that was not a very positive world. That is old school establishment, totally anti we the people, and just into their own agendas, making money and having control. Right. And if people don't believe me, I go ahead and do some research or you just listen to what comes out of their mouth. Right. You know, it's like, that's just the way it is. And they're slowly moving them out, but you still have, there is an amazing amount of games and I don't want to call it politics, because it's just manipulation that's within certain precincts here, that once I, you know, was open to it, I said, oh my God. So they actually do those, it's like tricks and things that they do in order to keep control of the voting, and using proxy and votes and getting like straw precinct committee men in there. So then they can get their people elected or keep them in office, rather than allowing a normal human being, you know, I call them we the people, to actually be in those positions. So you get like boxed out. And so it that's what happens. And that's just a simple local one. So your examples, can you imagine if the higher up you go, the more vicious it is, because there's more power, more control, and there's bigger games because there's more at risk. So that's just a perfect reminder and example of how corrupt it has become, because we have allowed it to go in this direction because we were busy. We kept our eye off the ball. We didn't get involved at the local levels. We didn't get, look at the school boards. We didn't get involved there. We just let them run amok, and we thought they were going to do what they're supposed to do. And once they get in there, if they didn't have bad intentions in the first place or agendas, they saw the golden, like the Willy Wonka golden ticket. You know, they were like, ooh, this is what it's all about. You know, like now I get it. I must go and do what you guys say so I can move up the food chain here and get myself positioned nicely, because there is a lot of money. There's a lot of money and power, and I'm liking this. Just, you know, the nature of the beast, but our job is to keep an eye on them. But obviously, like you said, this past election, you want to talk about the wheels come off. I mean, they hit us in every direction. So everybody went out to vote. You know, they said there's something like 80 million for Trump, a little 68 million for that guy who you just mentioned, taking God out of the platform. How about, you know, not mentioning God during the prayer event yesterday, the day before, or wanting to take In God We Trust and Judeo-Christian values literally out of everything and any of the language. That's actually their next step.
That's important that everyone see that, because once you give transparency, you give power and you regain your power. And that's the problem with the McCains, that Arizona didn't understand. The fact that John McCain could have a 501c3 to collect money for a not-for-profit and then hire whoever he wants, that is wrong. That is so wrong. And Big Pharma and others donate the money to it, and Obamacare passes. It's like, no, you should be way above, beyond reproach. And certainly the hypocrisy that we're seeing by some in these parties, it's got to end. And that transparency and putting it out there and letting all the members of the state parties on both sides know what's happening within, because I have friends on both sides, and they are God-fearing people, devout Christians, and they want God kept in their platform, and they're appalled. And it's like, stand up and do something. This is your country. It's worth fighting for. Be involved. You have to be involved. It is your civic responsibility. And that's the thing that, you know, you hold your nose if you're not happy with either party. But unfortunately, today, Michelle, it's changed. They are paying people from one side to go and embed on the other side, or worse, the Soros machine started paying off people in the Republican Party. And we got word of that 4 years ago, that it was coming to Georgia, and it happened with National Popular Vote. Now, anyone who thinks for a second about National Popular Vote would go, no, we have an electoral college. It's against the Republican Party platform. So why in the heck would you suddenly take money from a group? Well, it was in the 6th and 7th congressional districts, which borders Atlanta and North Atlanta, and it was intentional to win those congressional seats and enable C. Abrams to sweep in, steal those, not steal, they may have been steal, but in the early days it was just her going out and registering people to vote. Well, the Republicans were busy fighting over National Popular Vote and distracted. The distraction shiny object campaign is alive and well, and they have over 2,000 groups that they fund to infiltrate. So do not think for a second your state's not infiltrated. Do not think they will hesitate to cheat. In Arizona alone, I got a call from our team that they were using the mailboxes, et cetera. An owner of mailboxes, et cetera, came to him and said, my six mailbox, et cetera, are all being bought out, like all the boxes are being bought, so people could have physical addresses before the November election. And that is wrong. It is a sign. And hopefully they alerted people. I alerted people in Washington. And so we knew these shenanigans were going. But I'll tell you, I never expected the call in mid-November. You know, here I was up to my eyeballs and alligators and with everything going on around the country, with all the theft and ways they maneuvered and the stacks of ballots that had no creases. Georgia's no different than Arizona in what was going on. And same with Wisconsin. My chief of staff's there, Tony, and Michigan. We've been helping Matt DiPerno with the case in Michigan. Nations in Action did supply information that we found very credible that was given to us, and very, very hopeful and very proud of what we've done. We also helped donate to them. We highly recommend supporting Matt DiPerno's case in Michigan, because truth needs to prevail. But that call in November, mid to late November, and that infamous call going viral was what just really rocked my world, of having to say, okay, you've been involved in politics at the local level, state level, and national level, but now you're now launched into the international scene and cabal and how it all comes down. And they literally said Italy stole the election. A gentleman went home one day and told his wife, "I don't understand why at work I'm being told to upload software and steal the election in America." And his wife was like, "Well, we got to do something about this." And he was like, "This is wrong. I don't feel good about it. I don't know what to do. I'll find out more." So he finds out more, and he actually got a backup drive and hid it and hid documentation because he knew what was happening was wrong. And he and his wife talked to folks, and one of the folks got to the Secret Service and Intel community, who then started researching and checking everything out and looking at the embassy and who was going from the U.S. embassy into Leonardo, this defense contractor where this gentleman Arturo Velia worked. Leonardo is the 11th largest defense contracting firm, and they are the number one industrial employer in Italy. They have over 100,000 employees. So for this senior software engineer, cybersecurity expert, he's been to Quantico. He's trained at the highest, most elite level in cybersecurity. And he's sitting here complaining to his wife that he had to steal the election. So this is fascinating to me, because you have to think about Jovan and all these people around America. They're looking at the machines, and all of us watched the news and watched as the numbers came in, and we saw something happen. We knew something happened, that the votes changed, but we didn't know who did it. We didn't know how they did it. We didn't know where they did it. We didn't know when they did it. We don't know why they did it. We didn't have any of the information, just that something happened to that machine and it wasn't right. And God bless them. They have worked so hard in trying to backtrack into the software and the algorithms that were used, and then how was the change beamed up. There I came in, and our team at Nations in Action, we just dove in so hard and literally gave up. I gave up everything, my companies. I said, "See you later. Not sure when I'll be back. Take care of business." And I told the team at Nations in Action, "We're just going to rip this apart and get every detail we can on every name that the intel sources gave us." And they gave us pictures, and they gave us the name of General Graziano, the EU commander, who's also the head of Italy's military, and that he had been meeting on the second floor of Via Veneta location of the U.S. embassy with a gentleman named Stefano Serafini. Stefano Serafini is a U.S. Employee up until just before the election. He is a U.S. citizen who was working at the embassy, who took cybersecurity in 2017, took classes, and got certified. And he was meeting with General Graziano across the street at the St. Regis with a gentleman named Ignazio Mancata. So the intel guys knew these meetings happened. They start finding and digging and finding the intercepts. And they actually had the satellite cell phone numbers that Stefano Serafini called Graziano on to give the go order. And I have those. Also have the photograph of the operatives that were taken going in and out of that facility. The intel guys knew that they couldn't trust the U.S. embassy or the CIA at this point. So they're sitting here finding all this, and they're going, "Oh, my gosh, who do we tell? We can't go to the CIA. They're bad. They were in on it. We can't go over here to the State Department. They were in on it." So where do they go? They had no one. So they used business entities to look for a pathway of people in America that cared and they could trust. And that's how they came upon us. And so we ended up getting these photographs. We published photographs, and we now have identified a key person who is critical to the cases, because he gave this person who identified one of them has given us information that he will testify that one of the people he worked with him, and actually the guy had told him he changed elections previously in America, like way previous. I'm like, whoa, this has been going on a whole lot longer than I knew.
This isn't the first rodeo.
Yeah. And so now it was their first rodeo of using Leonardo's satellite to beam up the MilSpec software to change it. And so by using Ignacio Moncada, he was the head of one of the divisions of Leonardo, which used to be called Finmeccanica. And lo and behold, shock of all shocks, they were corrupt and they had to go change their name. Mm-hmm. So now they're called Leonardo, as if that cleaned up things. No, Ignacio Moncada is the liaison for the Italy Chamber Goodwill Committee to Italy to Qatar, Italy to Iran, and Italy to China, is the same guy, same liaison, Ignacio Moncada. And that is who General Graziano was meeting with. So when Mike Lindell and others talk about China and Iran, they are right. And so we're able to validate some of the accusations that have been thrown out there about these countries, because it's hard to know. You can't just take a ping and say, oh, that's where it happened, because you can bounce just like a VPN. So I don't want to go too technical on this, but I think it's important that people understand you have to have backup and proof. Who did it, how they did it, where they did it, when they did it. Well, we know that three operatives arrived from the Frankfurt station, drove in to the Rome embassy on Via Veneto location. And we know that these operatives did not register, which meant someone senior, they allowed them in, and we knew it was Stefano Serafini, and they helped orchestrate this. So when you fast forward to, okay, well, we know who, we know where, we know when, November 3rd through the 4th, we know why. And the why is fascinating. We had received information from the intel community that Barack Obama had 14 pallets of cash that he had decided to abscond with from the Iranian money, and it was transferred to Dubai, where the Sheikh of Dubai moved the money through Italy and over to a bank in Switzerland called Merrill Lynch.
Hmm.
$400 million American dollars were taken and absconded with. And so we at Nations in Action are furious on behalf of the American public, and we have not stopped. We have now discovered other funds that were moved. But Barack Obama, in his last state dinner, had dinner with Matteo Renzi, the former prime minister, current senator. Matteo Renzi helped orchestrate everything for Barack Obama, and there is a connection into Russiagate. As many people know, Joseph Mifsud was wanted and missing. Mm-hmm. Some people thought he was fish food. Well, I had to call the White House and say, he's not fish food. He's in the UAE back in December. And so I was able to alert them to Mifsud's location, because the intel guys were like, oh, and by the way, Mifsud's in the UAE. And he was in Greece. So they've been moving him. And it just shows how well orchestrated they were trying to be. They thought they couldn't get caught. And then Joe Biden made the big mistake. Joe Biden called in to Renzi and told him, have Giuseppe Conte, step down as prime minister. And what we're going to do is replace him with a more pro-China prime minister. And this is in January. So here we are trying to solve this crime. We have Arturo Delia running for his life, and they arrested him. We tried to protect him and his wife for as long as we could. They arrest him. They put him in a jail in Naples. And we had an article hit that Naples, that Leonardo was involved. And so all of a sudden, Italy fires their head of telecommunications and their head of cybersecurity. And Leonardo accuses Arturo Delio of stealing helicopter schematics when it was actually that he had the key to the election theft, the code. So what ended up ensuing was, you know, here you had a very corrupt government who was helping with this whole action. And we had an entree when Joe Biden called Matteo Renzi and said, take out Conte. And we were calling on Conte to come clean. But Conte had $8 million sitting in a bank in California. And so he's getting paid off. So he's not going to come clean. $8 million, a lot of money. Well, Renzi goes and takes Conte out, and we had people, these really great guys over there, pulling together everybody to block them. And they failed in getting the five-star pro-China party candidate. And there was a consolidated effort by the conservatives and the moderates, the technocrats, to bring in a guy named Draghi. And Prime Minister Draghi was an EU guy, he's a bean counter money guy. He has had the Finanza Guardian, under his leadership, he has had some really great moves since February. And that's what people need to understand. The Finanza Guardian opened up the investigation into Conte. They actually brought him in for questioning, and they've already arrested his money guy. They have now opened an investigation into Barack Obama over the $400 million, the 14 pallets of cash. This is huge. Do not think this is over for a second. So,
all right,
let me
do this real quick. Let me do this real quick. I'm writing all this down, and it's almost like you need a flow chart and flashcards, right? Because It's like, well, it would be easier maybe if the guy's name was Jim or Bob. All right. So let me just kind of try to get this, because I'm going to identify him as like good guys and bad guys. Because at this point, that's all we care about. And try to, think about maybe the ones that don't have, an agenda of some sort. So the guy that was in Renzi, the one Joe Biden said to step down,
Renzi
was a bad guy.
He was a senator who was the key liaison for Barack Obama, who helped orchestrate it all. He's still in the Senate. Having Conte, pulling his support from Conte, who was the sitting prime minister.
Gotcha.
Up until January. So Conte got yanked out, told go back to the university and teach. And they were going to put in their own guy, and they didn't get that lucky.
The reason why I want to clarify is because some of these moves that we're talking about in the past couple months from other sources that, people have listened to when they're trying to, give quote unquote inside scoop, was saying that the good guys came to remove Conte, and that's not the case. Conte was moved strategically by bad guys, meaning us, Joe Biden, not the good guys of us coming in to move him and bring in somebody else. So I'm saying this.
I think
that there's a lot of misinformation that people who have been trying to get the truth, right? Because it's very difficult,
right,
unless you're listening to somebody like you, because there was a lot of people that jumped on the internet, or they had their own shows that were just claiming to have all this factual information. So people were just being misled. There was a lot of, a lot of false expectations,
sure,
a lot of misinformation. So, people were not only getting frustrated, they had false hope, but then they also were around some of this stuff was, then you just turn it off and you're like, you got to give up, or I don't even want to know. I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know who's lying. So this is kind of like rewriting the story a little bit, because this is opposite of what we've heard before. So, because I've never heard anyone say the Joe Biden thing. What?
Oh, yeah. Well, they wouldn't know. We had the intercept
from
the people who were feeding us. Yeah. So, yeah. I can't speak for what the others say or think they know. But when it comes to Italy, we're the only ones who have the inside track, and we're the only ones who have broken the who, what, when, where, why. The rest are all on the machines, or they're people who are reading our information or picking up something from one of my interviews like this, and then they go run off. And it's dangerous to do that for multiple reasons, because we still have people on the ground there that are risking their life to save our country. And they're grateful for America saving them in World War II from the Germans. They're older, and they have that appreciation and knowledge. And now they're risking their lives to save our country. And Italy is very similar to America and very similar to many countries. You have the good side and the bad side. In the FBI, you have good guys and you have bad guys. And so I think, to your point of identifying good guys and bad guys, the bad guys of America, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, found the bad guys of Italy, Renzi and Conte. And that's how they were orchestrating it with their general, General Claudio Graziano. Graziano is way bad because he's also the EU commander. And the fact that they orchestrated this with the help of a man named Alexander Nix, who is MI6. Now, many people may know that name, Alexander Nix, from Cambridge Analytica. Mm-hmm. And I want people to research, send me research at nationsinaction.org. Send me research on everything you find on Alexander Nix and Stefano Serafini. And we're going to be posting the wanted poster on the site, and we're going to be providing details on their names and who they are. The research that we're compiling is helping us put together the feed of who was where, when, and who did they meet with. And this link analysis is what has helped us solve a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. I just happened to run a super PAC in 2016 called Stand for Principle, and I was in the meetings with Steve Bannon with Alexander Nix. And if you ever told me in 2020 I would ever be mentioning Alexander Nix's name again, I would have said, no way. Like, I have nothing to do with him, and who is he? You know, he was just some guy with a cheap, you know, IT system that didn't have many data points. So I was challenging him. Well, he got fined, and Facebook got fined, which he was in with Zuckerberg, which should be a red flag, right? Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg gets fined, I think it was $500 million. It was something big for the use of data. And Alexander Nix got his hand slapped over in England for doing inappropriate use with people's data, any Facebook users. Well, Nix he told me he only had 111 data points. I said, wow, Karl Rove has 300-something, so you're telling me your system's great. So long story short, here's Steve Bannon with Alexander Nix, and he's embedded in both the Cruz and then the Trump campaigns. I want you to think
Alexander
about
Nix.
This. In 2016, Alexander Nix, who works with Rebecca Mercer, who funds Heritage Foundation, American Conservative Union, CPAC, all of that. And who was the first person to come out and say, I was wrong, that Italy had nothing to do with the theft of the election? Steve Bannon said I was wrong.
So you were wrong.
So something is wrong with that. Because, and when I tell you this, Michelle, this is an important data point. The intel guys told me Alexander Nix was in the president of Leonardo's office after the election, meeting with him, and then went down to Naples to meet with the prosecutor to prosecute Arturo Delia. So why in the heck would a supposed IT guy in election campaign computer software be meeting with a major defense contractor and then be meeting with a prosecutor over an employee who was supposedly being blamed for stealing helicopter schematics? Oh, he's not. He's MI6. And what was stolen was actually the key with the MilSpec software for hijacking our election. That is what the truth is.
Well, and does that have to relate to the hammer and scorecard, or that's totally something else so that literally that there was multiple systems in play here from a tech side.
There were multiple tech side components from what I have been told, but it all relates to Hammer and Scorecard from what I am told. Now, I have not met with Dennis Montgomery. I had hoped to have him at a meeting, but I have not met personally with him. I only want to meet with him. I have one other person who he was very involved, but is under he's retired now, but he's still under security issues. So I want to get down to, you know, unless you talk directly to me, you don't understand Italy. And unless you talk directly to Dennis Montgomery, you don't understand Scorecard and Hammer.
Right.
And it's very hard to get to him. And his life is in jeopardy. He wants to tell the truth and have people know the truth. And, you know, he's got the CIA, you know, obviously not clearing him to speak. And I think for the integrity of all elections and the integrity of America's governing system, Congress should do nothing less than provide full transparency to restore our faith in both our government agencies and in our election process. And that should be the demand of every voter, every American. I don't care what party you are.
All right. Let's go back to this meeting again. As I'm trying to get, you threw out a bunch of names here that are all connected, and it just, no one said any of this stuff before. So that's why I want to make it clear for everybody, because this connection has not been talked about yet. So Alexander Nix is the MI6 guy. So he was like a double agent, or he was pretending to be whoever he needed to be to play whatever sides of the fence, basically, right?
He's an agent, MI6.
So he was working with the Cruz and the Trump campaign, and he was also working...
In 2016
with them.
I believe that he was planning to steal the Trump and Cruz campaigns, depending on who was victorious, that he was embedding to steal it. And he didn't, from what I've been told, he was not capable of stealing it. He wasn't as prepared technologically to steal it, which was very obvious to me when I met with him and my CTO as we looked at their his computer system. And I don't know what he had behind the scenes, clearly, because I'm sure he wasn't showing me what he really had. But they found it very odd in the Cruz campaign that staff of the Cruz campaign called and complained and said, I don't understand why he's bringing people, and he's British, and he brought people to do door-to-door Canada. And they go, why would they do that? They have the accents, funny accents, eh? And and they're like, we don't understand why they did this. And I couldn't understand it in 2016. But today, if you tell me he brought them from Canada, I'd be like, oh, were they Dominion employees? Because guess what? Lord Alexander Nix is very close to Lord Moloch Brown. And who is Lord Moloch Brown? Close to George Soros and Dominion.
Well, and Dominion and Soros shared, if they didn't close it already, they shared an office in Toronto, which is Canada, right?
And I don't know if it was in Toronto, but I do know it was in Canada.
Somewhere in Canada, right? I knew it was somewhere in Canada.
Yeah. So when you put these dots together and you link it back to Barack Obama and his guy, Jim Messina, going into Italy with Renzi to go work on the elections, you have to also look at Steve Bannon went in and worked on the elections in 2018. And what happened in 2018 in Italy's government? A new party was started called the Five Star Party. The five stars, how many stars are on the China incident? The Five Star Pro-China Party went from 1% to 34% overnight in the 2018 election. Nobody said a word. And that shocking moment, because we've been told now that that was the beta test for use of the machines for here, of what they were going to do. So as a political expert, 30 years now into it, if I saw a party go from 1% to 34% and I didn't see a heck of a lot of direct mail and enthusiasm and hiding in your basement like Joe Biden, there are telltale signs. You do polling, benchmarking, you know what's happening along the pathway. What do you need to adjust? Where do you need to adjust in your campaign? When you see that your candidate is way behind, you know, you're reacting. So it's not a surprise when you lose. You know, it's like you would know where you're at for the most part. I am astonished in retrospect, learning everything I'm learning, because now I have a whole lot more questions than I had before, because there are people who know things that they may not even know is vital to the investigation. So we want everybody who worked in those campaigns who saw anything related to Alexander Nix to reach out to us, send us a note, sign up for the updates and get involved with us to do that research, because we know who the top folks were who were volunteering in these campaigns. And you start to follow the money and you go, how did this happen that Renzi and Obama could go steal those pallets of cash and get away with it? How could they orchestrate this takeover with Conte and then think that they could get away with it using our embassy? And I was very frustrated. I wanted help from Mike Pompeo. I wanted Arturo Delia rescued and brought here with his wife. We had others that we needed to rescue. It's been a challenging operation. It wasn't anything we were even remotely prepared for, because we were just a small nonprofit. We were doing great, amazing work to give truth and transparency across the nation and in legislation and rebuilding communities. That's our goal. And we were just a bunch of volunteers who love our country. And all of a sudden, we have the world's largest crime, and we're woefully understaffed and woefully underfunded to do this. So the grace of God, we have, by the grace of God, we have gotten where we are. We're God's loyal foot soldiers, and we're going to keep going.
This is so complex. And there's so many people involved. I mean, it is every agency, because you're saying, well, how could Obama gotten with the cash with, and then you guys were trying to work with the State Department, but then the CIA. There is so many people connected in all these different entities, all these individuals, all these different companies, even campaigns that are on the take or part of the agenda, which is how they were able to do all this, because so many of them are involved in it. So at very high levels, because otherwise it would have not gone through or would have not worked, or they wouldn't have been able to get things moving in to whatever they needed to do to accomplish all of this. So because other people
You're
had to say,
absolutely
people
right.
had to, they had to sign off on it. They had to give the approval. They had to look the other way. They had to expedite it. They had to do like something shiny over here while everything was going through the back door. So you're talking, I don't want to say everybody, but there's more people involved in this operation, because there's actually like multiple operations, but overall, let's just call it the election fraud. There are more people than most average Americans think are involved in this. So it's almost like how you get to the point where who wasn't involved in it?
Well, I would say this. You know, when you think about the government, it's out of control. It's way too big. And now they're running ads to make you think that a limit on the budget, a deficit means nothing. Well, hello, idiots who don't do math. You know, it's like, no, the budget means something. And what they're doing is an underhanded way of saying, let's keep spending money, let's keep printing it, as if that doesn't matter. And that enables and keeps feeding the beast, where they have now weaponized government. But do not think that every government employee is bad. I can tell you I have many family members who were very involved, CIA, NSA, and other departments. And my one cousin, she told me she was there 35 years and delivered the presidential daily briefings. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. And you can't tell me anything about it. And these are people who are disgusted with what they have seen and witnessed of what's happening in their government. And when they know that everything is co-opted by a few, it's very hurtful. Mm-hmm. They're seeing their government harmed, but they're also seeing people harmed. And this weaponization of government has to be stopped. And the best way I think it should be done, aside from truth and transparency on everything, like open records. I am a big fan of open records. Do not vote for anyone who will not agree for full and total transparency in everything, on every stage of your property tax, to every dollar and penny that's spent and where it's spent. You know, government's good at fuzzy math. They don't do real math. And that's my beef with the property tax. They can't even tell you how much money it costs them to run the program to sustain property tax. They can't give you that number because they can't even do basic math. So when they go to replace with another funding mechanism, they go at the amount of money they collect. I said, well, that's not right math. That's not opportunity cost, implicit cost, explicit cost. Like, go to graduate school, please, if you're going to be doing high finance in our government. And so, it's a little frustrating, I will say.
You must be a joy at those meetings. It must be like, she's here.
And I have been told that I tell the legislators what to do, and I do, because they're public servants.
Yeah.
They're servants. And I had a meeting once, and I'll never forget this, with our team in Georgia, and we were all up on the dais, and the congressman had to sit at the table. And he was the one congressman who would do it because he was humble. But he had to sit where people would testify. And so the tables were turned that he was not sitting up and talking to us. But
down,
that's what everyone acquiesces. Yes, down to us. We turned the tables around because we were all eating lunch and we needed a table. But it actually was a defining moment for me of how many meetings I go to where the elected officials speak and stand at the front and speak up, and we the people are pushed down into the seats to listen and in a subservient position. We are not subservient. We are in charge. We are the leaders and assume that position. And that leadership is lacking in America, and it's lacking in the Republican and Democratic parties. And we have to stand up and say, no more. Like, I would fire Rona Romney McDaniel. I would fire Kevin McCarthy. I would fire all of them, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. All of them need to go because they have failed America, regardless of party, because they allowed an out-of-control illegal system. And immediately, to regain our trust, they should embed affidavits given out to government employees, especially starting with the State Department and the CIA, if they have witnessed or participated in any illegal activity. And that affidavit should be signed and notarized in front of and administered by law enforcement, and that should be done immediately, and that they are subject to felony conviction if they lie. That process needs to go into place in every government agency and every elections office. And I will tell you, I met with an election supervisor of election in a county in Georgia, and she was speaking at an event I was at, and I ended up speaking. They kept asking me to say things, and she kept saying, our election in Cherokee County, Georgia, was flawless. It was perfect. We didn't have anything wrong. We're very proud. And I said, so can you tell me what's inside the machine, in the Dominion machine? No, you'd have to reach out to the Dominion, to the company for that. I said, so in other words, you can't tell me what the algorithm is, and you can't tell me how the machine calculated, and oh, by the way, there might be a decimal point algorithm in there to actually shave off a few tenths of a percent on each vote. And she goes, well, no, I can only tell you what I know. I said, exactly. You ran a great and flawless election, but unfortunately you cannot validate that Cherokee County's election was flawless. So that is the way Americans have to approach their government employees. And it's that truth and transparency. God bless her. She was one of the good guys. I wasn't trying to be mean. And her IT guy was an Army guy, to me, a hero. He had worked there 15 years or had been in the service and then now works in government. And he's in IT. And I'm like, you know, you guys are my heroes because you're trying to do it right. And she said, yeah, we even had this guy who voted and he was a felon and that was illegal. And I said, well, what'd you do with that? And she said, oh, I sent it to the Secretary of State because that's what the law says. I said, well, did you give it to your sheriff too? And she looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I never thought to do that. I said, well, your sheriff has the constitutional authority and can go and arrest him immediately. Why are you waiting on a Secretary of State? And so suddenly it snapped in her that she was trying to follow the letter of the law, but she didn't think outside of the box. So finding every mechanism you can in your election system of embedding your sheriff, like embedding the affidavits to be administered at the end of the night with each poll worker, should be just general protocol. And you commit a felony if you falsify it. And, oh, by the way, the poll workers and poll watchers who take photographs of the illegal activity, to me, should be called whistleblowers. They should be given protective status, not the ones who actually committed a crime because they took a picture. They're taking the picture because a crime occurred. And instead, our statutes say the reverse. Well, that's stupid land. So we need to know, hello, it's the cameras that caught Ruby pulling the boxes out from under the table in Fulton County. Cameras they wouldn't normally have because they were in a facility they weren't normally in. And, oh, by the way, the pipe didn't really burst, so everyone had to leave. So, you know, those kind of lies, there are mechanisms in place by the affidavit. Did you conduct this fairly, legally, unethically? You know, it's like the affidavit can solve that real quick, and you get a felony, and you go to jail. And it should be mandatory jail time if you steal anyone's vote. Just one, you should go to jail. And I hope they fry the people who stole a whole lot more, because that is treason.
Yeah, treason. That is definitely treason. Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be implemented. But the, let's just say here in Arizona, you've got Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. She would never implement that because she wants the process to go just the way it did, because everything to her is perfectly clean and fine. So,
but the governor can do it. They
well,
can
he's
mandate
just as bad.
Law,
do she? He's just
county.
As bad. He's just as bad. You know what he was doing, Maria, the day that we were, the day that he was certifying that the election, or certifying the electors that Joe had, Joe, I'm not going to call him the P word, Joe won. Giuliani was holding a 14-hour hearing about election fraud with affidavits and testimonials and Phil Waldron and all those guys. And that was the same day that Doug Ducey, our ridiculous governor, who's just is embedded in all of this corruption, he signed off that it was okay. He probably should have been at that meeting and maybe listened to a couple of the testimonials. So that's the problem too. Like you're saying, a lot of the people that are in elected positions, which is they're a big part of the problem, because none of this, the things that happened here in Arizona, should have happened because people were looking the other way or they were part of it. And that's in a lot of the states, just like in Georgia. You know, look at the crew there. Their crew's worse than our crew. So, you know, that's why people are frustrated about, I can't do anything. I mean, it's bad enough that we know that our vote did not count in November. Yes, we've already established that. And hopefully with all of these investigations that are going on, the information that you're still working on, what you have, the Mike Lindell, the DiPerno, and all the other layers, and the audit, obviously, and the other audits that are starting to show up even in all the other states, then – that portion can be taken care of, and we, the people, are supposed to be getting more involved, like becoming more active, volunteering to work at the polls, even volunteering for the audit, or even joining, being a precinct committee man, or getting more involved in showing up at a school board meeting and getting all that straightened out, or running for office. So we can do that. We can't do any of this other stuff. But that's why people are so frustrated. Well, they've lost hope, and I'm trying to just convince them, there's are specific things we need to do. Like I think the idea you have here for the affidavit, but we can't rely on the people who are supposed to implement it. Like, there's got to be a way that we, the people, can do it somehow.
You have to understand, you can do it in multiple ways. You can do it at the county level. So every county that you may have control, you can pass it as a rule. And you can also do it at the state legislative level. So you guys have to understand, lobbying 101, the power of the people works. You just rain down on those members. You find out who the committee chairman is and who the committee is, and you do your vote count, and then you beat the snot out of them until you get your votes as you need it. And that is, I don't lose at the legislature, because you beat them up, because what is right is right, and they don't like when you have transparency and light on what they do wrong and why they do it wrong. And that's what you expose. You get on the radio calls, you write letters to the editor and op-eds, you start going door to door in their neighborhood. You want to wake them up? You go right to their donor base. You go right in for the jugular, and they will start waking up, because they want to be elected. And those who are weenies will step out, and that's good, because then you can run good people who don't mind doing the business for the people. It's really that simple. But people get caught up in losing hope and distracted and not sure what to do. I have given you guys a lot of action items today, so don't think there's not hope. There is hope, and there are ways to do this. And that's what we're going to be doing at Nations in Action. I'm glad we had this discussion, because we're going to actually be embedding those action items and helping people go do that and give them guidance and legislative comprehension, so they understand, hey, this legislator will carry the bill, or this legislator is one to talk to about the strategy. You have a woman in I think she chairs maybe education in the House, Shauna, maybe. I would go to someone like her to say, hey, you're a good strategist. Help me understand how to pass this. What are the best methods? Who's the best sponsor of the bill? Which committee should it be assigned to? Can we get the speaker to assign it to this committee or that committee? Who should be presenting? And that's how you get it done. And you get the people to show up and make sure that they have their vote count from their own legislators at their home.
And that's what people are looking for. I think there's a lot of people that want to do something, want to get involved.
Yeah.
They need specific action steps. They need an organization and a leader. Like you're a leader. You're a true leader. You're just not in a political position, which I'm glad that you're not, because then you wouldn't be able to be accomplishing all the things you already have and what you're going to be doing in the future. So thank you for not running for office. So don't ever do that, Maria. Stay away from that. You can accomplish a lot more on this side. Yeah.
I actually ran in Fulton County, which makes me crazy when Liz Cheney and our lieutenant governor from Georgia say there is no corruption. I ran when I was in my 20s. I can tell you there was corruption to go. Nothing has changed. Mayors in Atlanta go to jail often. What a surprise. They get investigated by the FBI. Oh, I'm so surprised. So let's stop with the stupidity and the charade and the lies, and let's get truth and transparency. And that's what Nations in Action, that's why my husband and I stopped everything. And I said, I am going to quit working. There will be no paycheck. I have not had a paycheck in 4 years. It's not a good thing. And I am going to go fund Nations in Action. Now, he loves our country and he loves our Lord. So God bless him, because he was willing to take this hit with me. And we built Nations in Action, and we are going to provide the leadership across America that is so lacking. Because it's not coming from the party.
No, no, and it's not going to. It's going to take time because you've got to clean house. You've got to get rid of the mess that's in there because that's why part of the reason why we are where we are. We let bad people go make bad decisions, and we took our eye off the ball because we were too busy doing all these other things that we forgot that we, the people, are the ones who should be served by the public servants, right? So we forgot that. And now we need to get back involved. And I think there's a lot of people out there that really want to do something, roll up their sleeves, but they need direction, specific actions in an organization like Nations and actions in a leader like Maria Zach to make that happen. So if people want more information, do you have them sign up? Or are they able to, like, is there volunteering ready to go? Or there's things that they can, actionable items that they could start doing in their own community? Where are we with them saying, all right, I'm ready, Maria. What do you want me to do and I need to do and I'm bringing friends?
Yes. Sign up at nationsinaction.org. There's a volunteer button. Sign up, get involved, donate, but start building lists of people and start building a rapport with your media. Start using the network you have innately. Are you a member of your local chamber of commerce? If you are, you're about to give them a very rude wake-up call because they are culpable in all of this. And there's a way we're going to maneuver strategically on that. So I think it's really important that people understand because of the Italy Did It project, that we didn't know we were going to get consumed with. We didn't get everyone launched and armed and loaded who are new volunteers. Our current team are already trained and know what to do, and we can have a call and send them on their merry way. We are about to do a whole new training for the new guys, and in that training, they'll be given the opportunities to learn how to be effective and how to influence legislation and how to be comfortable in the things that they like doing. Is it phone banking? Is it door-to-door? Is it fundraising? Is it hosting events? Is it speaking on our behalf at Nations in Action to go talk to the local Rotary? Those are the things that we will have people doing so they can help educate people on the truth of what the theft, how the theft took place, how we're going to fix it, and how we're going to fix our country and get back on track and regain control and the corruption.
All right, so my suggestion is for anyone that's listening, or if they know somebody who's interested, sign up to be a volunteer and at least get, you know, you put your toe in the water and then find out. There's many things that can be done. There's many skills that they're looking for, or there's many options within being under this umbrella, because then Maria was unexpectedly thrown this information back in, what'd you say, it was November, when that wasn't kind of on the to-do list. So from there, actually, it was kind of, I would say, you know, a divine intervention, because now look where this is turned into something where you're really affecting change moving forward and doing what needs to be done. So there's a lot of opportunities in this. So go and volunteer, sign up, and then you'll get guidance as to what makes sense. And like you said, what's important is what people like to do. Because we don't want this to be an effort. We want you to be involved. We want you to be part of a community, because you don't want to be like, oh, I got to go to that meeting today. Oh, I don't want to knock on doors. I'm supposed to. I got to get 20 doors in today. Well, I'll just pretend that I did it. So nobody wants to be in that position. You need to be energized and excited about it because you believe in it. So, lots of opportunities. That's all I'm saying. So put on your creative caps when you sign up for volunteering, because we can't give a whole laundry list of everything, because there's just a lot. So open mind and outside of the box, right, Maria?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to understand, do what's in your comfort zone, because if you like talking on the phone, we can give you lists of people, or you will know lists of people. We can give you a script and you'll know what to say and how to report back. If you like just sitting at home and researching things and investigating, join our investigation team. It's fascinating as all get out. And I keep getting told it's better than any Tom Clancy novel by my team.
I'm sure.
It's,
sure.
It's, It's been absolutely incredible. People from Hollywood have reached out because they go, this is just beyond. And they want the rights. And it is incredible. And it shouldn't be what it is. And I'm heartsick over seeing this. My sixth great grandfather penned the Declaration of Independence. My family has led for this country and served honorably in the military. And, you know, Colonel Timothy Matlack was the Continental Congress secretary. And my cousins, when I was meeting with them, and I was like, we have Matlack blood running through us, and we are not taking this sitting down. We are not. And so I said, we rise to this occasion, and that's why God built us for this moment, this very time, and we have to stand up and do what is called for to put evil back where it belongs and end it. And that's what our goal is.
I think it's amazing that you've accomplished all this and that you've sacrificed. I just want people to just remember what she said. She said, I put my business and everything else on hold to focus on this 4 years ago when she saw, you know, the beginnings of let's just say shenanigans, and hasn't had a paycheck. So this is because there's a passion, and she sees that this needs to all play out and happen in order to get to save this country. I'm just going to be blunt, just save this country, because we don't have a lot of time left, everybody. So I encourage you all to go to nationsinaction.org. And volunteer, fill out the information, and then see what it is exactly that you can do to help out. We're going to add them, of course, to our must follow groups, people, organizations, and companies page. And I would love to be able to be as active and do whatever I can to support the organization. Of course, Maria, we'll talk again here shortly and figure out what other strategic action items that we can do together, and I can help promote. And of course, would love to have you be one of our platinum partners so we can move things to the next level and then do whatever we can. Because like I said, there's not a lot of time left.
I absolutely love that, you know, one, getting to meet you personally in person in Tulsa and hang out, and certainly to have me on your show.
Fun.
I'm honored and I'm just so grateful, and I hate to have to leave you. I'm all pumped up. My next call at 5:30, they're going to be like, "Whoa, pull back the reins." But I'm excited. You've got me all energized because it's so imperative that we understand our courage comes from God. God's leading us, leading the charge. We're just his loyal foot soldiers. And as long as everyone remembers that, these politicians are not in charge. God is, and he has made this country great. He has ordained this nation, and we are the beacon of hope for all other nations. People flee their countries. They shouldn't have to. We are that beacon of hope. We are the model that should be replicated in their countries, and that's why I was given the name Nations in Action, because what we do in this nation should be replicated in other nations, and we have to repair what has, and it's a sad day when the Eastern European countries who remember the guys who wrote their constitution, because it wasn't very long ago for them when the wall fell, they in the Soviet Union, when that broke up, they go, we want to be what America used to be. That breaks my heart. So no more of that. We are turning it around, getting these politicians on a litmus test. And they will do what is the basis of our Constitution and our Ten Commandments and get back to common sense and reality, because God comes in and is rightfully the owner of this country, and we are here to serve him. And I am not going to go down quietly, as you can tell.
Oh, no. We've gone way past that point. There is no returning. That ship sailed a long time ago, my friend.
Yes, yes, yes. I think for the people who know me, I have quite the reputation over the decades, and I can't see crossing the line, and it's time that we call it for what it is. So I'm super excited beyond. Thank you so much, and hopefully you'll have me back.
Oh, you're coming back? Are you kidding me? I'm going to call you this weekend. We're gonna plan some stuff. So thank you so much. It's been an honor, Maria. I you're an amazing, amazing woman. Thank you for everything you do, everything you're sacrificing. And we, the people, this country thanks you so much. You just, they just don't know how to thank you. So, because they probably haven't heard, how do I get to her? Well, now, you know, nationsinaction.org, I'm sorry, nationsinaction.org. And they're going to be all integrated and into our Take Action tab and our Partners and Patriots all over our website. So Maria, go and do your phone call and good luck with that. And if they yell at you because you're too amped up, you can blame me. Let them know that I riled you up and I got you all patriotically passionate. So you just point the finger at me. I will take the shrapnel for my battle warrior friend. Not a problem.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Keep our guys in Italy in your prayers, as well as the team here in America. Everyone's working so hard to right the ship, and this is far from over. So keep praying, but the truth will come, and it is coming soon. So stand by, and God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. And amen to that,
you
everybody.
Bet.
So bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Maria. Bye-bye. Oh, gosh, thanks. What a great woman. What a great woman. Thank you so much, my dear. There was a lot of information. So this is one that you're going to probably have to listen to a couple times to get the name, maybe even the names, or just know. That's why I was saying, for me, my little Fisher-Price mind, my little kindergarten questions, just get it into the good guys and the bad guys almost, because this is layered. This is layered. It's about, you know, kind of new that there was a lot of people involved. Right, we've been talking about that. You've heard it from a lot of other places. So, now you know even more. Now you know even more. Wow. And we, like I said, we're going to, I'm going to be in contact with them, give her a call this weekend. We're going to plan some things because I love these take action items where you now will be able to physically get involved, you know, even if it's something simple. So you have so many options. The goal is to give them all the options are very specific. So instead of hearing, oh, well, you need to get involved. And then nobody follows it up with specific action items on what you need to do. We're not doing that. On the Take Action tab, there's specific items. I'm going to add more to it. So when someone says, well, you need to get involved. And then they said, you said, well, and you go, well, what can I do? I say, well, here's items 1 through 25. You're like, oh, something specific. Good. So that's what we are doing here, the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. If you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, check out the Take Action tab, tangible items that you can start doing, resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. There's an Arizona section because I'm here in America, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. And I'm not going to go through all the lists of everything that's on there, so just check it out. It's more, and keep in mind, the politics part is a small portion of it. All the resources there literally are for pretty much everything that you can imagine that you need in your entire life, from business to nonprofit to personal to even entertainment. Even that is there, events, virtual events. I'm going to wrap it up I'm going to wrap it up because it is 2:32. Wow, 2:32. Okay, so replay sections of it. I'm going to take maybe a couple of sound bites out of it later on and do a special showcase of some sort, maybe. Don't hold me to that because that does take a lot of time. But I think it would be beneficial for people to listen to it again. There's a lot of information on there. But like she said, the truth is coming out. But again, you need to get involved. You need to get involved. There's nothing to do with politics at this point because, as we talk about, politics have infested every aspect of our lives in every category. Those 13 bigs, remember the 13 bigs? Oh, so I don't need to give you that daily reminder, but I just will list them because I want them fresh on your mind, right? Fresh on your mind. Your big media, your big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, big education, and big nonprofit and foundation. So as you're, you know, opening your eyes to the corruption, the level, the depth of corruption in all of these companies that are colluding with one another. All right, you've got your media going strong now about the cult of personality, I believe they called it. It has to do with Trump supporters being basically evil and white supremacists, and that we're nuts for having this meaningless, crazy idea, you know, the big lie that there was election fraud, there was anything that needs to be questioned. And Liz Cheney is awesome, is what they're saying, because she's the last of the dynasty of the Bush-Cheney era, which was all establishment elected elites. So they once she's out of a position of power, then they realize the ship has sailed. Things are changing. Those little peasant people seem to be having a little bit more control. They're getting anxious. The natives are getting restless, is what these elected elites are saying. You know, those permanent political pundits, they don't like that. They don't like that we the people are going to these Board of Education meetings causing problems in Vail, Arizona, starting to make some progress in Georgia or up in New Hampshire. They don't like that. They do not like that. So keep that in mind, that they don't like you. And you're going to be hearing tons of negative information about people that actually love this country, that care about this country. And even if they just use Trump as the low-hanging fruit, right? You know, MAGA people, Trump people, the America First people, so they can, you know, segregate. Remember labeling? We're talking about labeling in the beginning. So they can segregate. They can create hate and animosity between two multiple peoples. You know, that fake racism that they love to. You know, again, another invisible enemy. The invisible enemy, like they did the terrorism is an invisible enemy, and they played that up. Ooh, big one, huh? And then they have racism is an invisible enemy. And look at this other one, coronavirus. Yes, it's real, but it's a form of flu. And obviously the numbers were skewed and continue to be skewed because we've proven it over and over again on this platform. And yeah. Keep that in mind. That's what they do. That's a strategy. And these strategies are all like textbook strategies, you know, like the Communist Manifesto, and you've got the science of propaganda that we talked about on episode 197 with Deborah Peters. Yeah. So keep in mind that group, you're going to be hearing a lot from them because they're all colluding with one another. Oh, and their ringleader, keep in mind, is the Edelman PR company. That's how they get the messaging all together. That's why their messaging is the same. So you go, your talking points for 4 a.m. that go out to the regressive radical left, and then the media too. But a lot of them is coming from the rest of this crew, these 13 bigs. They're all held together by glue, by the PR company, the Edelman PR, Edelman Group. Yep, that includes the WHO and the CDC. You're going to see a lot of that in the news. So turn it off. None of it's true. And of course, and they love when they can say Republican and say that we, the people, we the Trump, they'll say, we support, you know, MAGA people, the America First people, that we're turning on the other, or even somebody like Elaine Stefanik. Is it Elaine? Elise Stefanik is turning on, she's sticking with our side. So and then, of course, they like to use that, say, well, Cheney's a Republican. Cheney. So, you know, you can... labels. Remember labels? So their definition of Republican is very different than my definition of Republican, which is different than most of the people who listen to this program. But they're going to use that language. Remember, the left is the master of manipulation of the language, the manipulation of the propaganda. They play with language because their policies are horrible. Their intentions are bad. their agendas are disastrous and evil. So play with the narrative, play with the language, create fear, chaos, animosity, and everything else. That is something that's not there, that invisible enemy. Yeah. So you're going to hear a lot of it. All right, I'm going to go. It is Friday. It's time to end the show. I could ramble here for hours, but I think we've heard enough. So just everyone have a great weekend. It is Mother's Day weekend. Tough one for me. So I'm not going to go there. Make sure you listen to some of these shows. I'm telling you, there is amazing, amazing content. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. You start with the All-Stars. You could listen to any of the segments. There's 336 of them. We have 143 partners. Incredible, incredible content. There isn't a topic we have not covered. So everything is there for you. And, of course, check out all of the groups and all the other shows that we are promoting from our partners and from people that are on partner-to-be list coming on the show and groups and organizations. Things to get more involved and even networking for business and nonprofit organizations. It's all there, all there. Yeah, I am done. I am done. What did I want to play you as a reminder? Oh, so this homework assignment. Well, remember, we're not using homework. I got to come up with some more specific names. But you're going to make a list this weekend of the labels that you have labeled yourself over the years and put the opposite, like George Costanza, put the opposite of it next to your name. And we're going to start working on your, well, this is personal responsibility. We talked about that earlier this week. You're going to start doing that on your own. You can do this. You can do this. It's like Dorothy, you have all the answers inside. You have them all right there. You just need some direction and need some reminders, and that's what we're doing here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. is our patriotic soapbox. Sorry that we didn't really – I mean, I threw out the phone number in the beginning, but then there wasn't really much time to have the phone calls. But, well, I'm going to have Maria obviously back on, and we will do that. So Monday, my – special guest for my patriotic soapbox is the infamous Mr. Scott McKay. So he will be on at 1 p.m. Pacific time on Monday, and we are going to tear it up. It is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun show. He's a great guy, and he's got an event coming up on the 16th. That is in Dallas, Texas. It's a meet, greet, and gather, a personalized Patriot Street Fighter experience. Get to meet Scott. Get to hang out with other Patriots, Street Fighters. It's going to be a great event. There's different levels of tickets, but I highly encourage anybody who wants to be able to can go to it. They're also adding a pay-per-view, so people that are in other parts of the country that can't go but still want to participate and get to know their other Patriots and enjoy the event, they can do that too. So that is actually really, really cool that you'll be able to participate. There's going to be some really cool special things, though, that they're going to include. So it's not like you're just watching. So it's just not a it's a two way. It's going to be two way because we want interaction and people to get to know one another and to be able to participate and gather and then to create their own groups kind of thing when beforehand and when they get home. So that's all part of it. It's much bigger than. I'm just going to go see him. Okay. It's a big community. So I admire Scott for creating that. So if you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you go to the live events page, you'll see a lot of the live events. That's one of them. There's a couple other upcoming ones. Tonight there is the America First Rally with the notorious MTG. And Matt Gaetz down in Florida that you can watch, I believe, on Right Side Broadcasting. But just click the graphic that's on there. You'll get more information. It should have the listings on there. And then also Mike Lindell's event on frankspeech.com. Our buddy Joe Piscopo is going to be performing at it. That is Monday. I encourage everyone to watch the Mike Lindell free speech rally. It's freespeech.com. You can also click the big graphic that is on the live events page. It'll take you to the website, gives you the information. The doors open at 4. The event starts at 5, but you can watch it starting at 5. And I believe they are in Central Time. They're in the middle there. They're going to South Dakota. They're going to Kristi Noem country. Kristi Noem. Oh, so you got Kristi Noem, Mike Lindell, and Joe Piscopo all together. And I am here in Arizona. It was poor planning on my part. Three of my favorite people. Okay, maybe next time. Maybe I need to make it happen in May a little sooner. Now that is incentive to snap out of it for me. All right, 1244 or 244. I just wanted to play one little soundbite before we go, and then I'm going to exit. This is just a great reminder of what you're going to hear more so moving forward, because they know, the people on the bad side know that the truth is starting to come out. There's all kinds of more information in addition to what you learned today with Maria Zach about the election here, the audit election. Mike Lindell and Perno came out and just jumped a whole bunch of new information yesterday and the day before. Mike talked about it on Frank's speech. It's stuff that you can't dispute. I'm going to put the video this weekend on the must watch video web page, so that way you can do it. But I believe it's on the Perno Law's website. I'm sure they have it a special part of it on Frank's speech. I'm sure they put it on the Frank's speech website, because Mike Lindell was on fire yesterday in a good way, in fuego in a good way. So anyway, they know that we're close to getting the more information and getting this true. Just the fact that the Board of Supervisors here in Arizona said, we don't have passwords. Oh, come on. Oh, but who has them? A Dominion. Wait, what? The people that caused all the problems? That the election fraud, the one who has the key to the gate? Oh, God, this is like... Because it was too big, too many people, too much. They get careless. Yeah. God finds a way, everybody. God finds a way. The truth shall set you free. So just keep in mind the information that you're going to be hearing. And they say anything, oh, the Republican, if anybody in the media or anybody on the radical left or says to call somebody Republican, already doubt that they're Republican, because there's not a lot of real Republicans, and I'm talking like a Reagan Republican. So I'm like a notorious MTG. So even Maria was talking about it. Liz Cheney, not a Republican. You call her whatever you want. So they're going to play the message game. They're going to play the narrative. Now here is the soundbite from Miss Cindy McCain. She sounds like a peach in this one. So listen to this real quick, just as a reminder of how much the established elite, doesn't matter if they're left or right, the established elite, the elected elite, the people that cause all the problems, the ones that are, you know, responsible for $30 trillion in debt, while you have inflation, why all of a sudden now your chicken price is out of control. You're noticing that there's no vegetables in the, you know, that you, there's not like a shortage of vegetables. There's the prices of everything else are going up. The prices of electricity are going up. Prices of gas has gone up. I can't get a new car because there's no semiconductor chips and all that kind of stuff. These are the people who've caused all those problems. So they're the problem. So they need to go. And we're going to give everybody even more specific instructions and information, take action items and organizations to get involved with. So everybody does one thing. You do one thing every day. It's like you can make a difference. It's like what would they say when the Boy Scouts, they're walking up like a little mountain, they're doing a little hike. Each day, every time you do a hike, you move one of the big rocks to the side. That way, by the time that, you know, a couple months goes by, all of a sudden you have a little trailway and it clears the path. So everybody does one, because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. Remember my little song? We just, you know, kick up your heels. We're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all starting. And we see that we're all in this together. And it shows when we stand hand in hand. Oh, just knocked over. I knocked over my zinc and my vitamin D3, which I just ordered through. Oh, my God, I can go for a long time. Let's just remind you. I just ordered it through Mike Adams' Health Ranger store. And every time that you make a purchase through his store, through our marketplace, there's a 2% of your total purchase prices donated to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. So go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. Go check out all of the different products and services of the 57 well-known websites and brands that you can buy products from, and 2 to 20% of your total purchase donated to our nonprofit organizations. Being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. Remember, we're going to be very conscious of everything now, everything. So real quick, I want to give you something negative, then I'm going to give you something positive. This is Cindy McCain. This is a perfect example of what you're going to be hearing for a little while now, because they are the media and the cohorts, their cohorts, the gloves are off. You know, it's hitting the fan. Things are changing. We the people are coming and knocking and coming to rocking. So here's pure evil, pure evil. This is the bad side. She's telling us we suck. She's telling us we're full of it, we're stuck, and we're nuts.
So let me ask you about this bizarre episode going on in your home state 6 months after the election. Republicans in Arizona doing something. It's just downright bizarre. They brought in a guy who's an election liar to lead an audit of ballots for Maricopa County, even though the election board there is led by Republicans. They're using ultraviolet light and other methods to examine ballots, looking for evidence of voter fraud. Obviously, the same lie that fueled the January 6th attack on the Capitol. What do you make of all this? Is the Arizona Republican Party undermining democracy?
Oh, listen, the whole thing is ludicrous. Quite frankly, it's ludicrous. And this also comes from a state party in Arizona that refused to be audited themselves on votes that were cast within their own party communications. So, you know, the election is over. Biden won. I know many of them don't like the outcome, but, you know, elections have consequences. And so I you know, this does not surprise me. You know, things are just aloof and crazy out there right now with regards to the election.
Quite a contrast with how your late husband lost the election in 2008 when he, in his speech, told people to stand behind Barack Obama.
Yeah, her husband, the traitor. Okay, so I don't even know where to be point out all the lies. I think they're pretty obvious. So we're going to wrap it up. All right, so I said that was something negative, but it was also to keep it in the back of your mind, because you're going to hear all kinds of stuff like that. But I'd rather have the people that pretend to be Republicans or your friends start saying that. I want to hear the truth. We already have a long list of people that need to go, which is, like I said, most of the people. All righty, so we're going to do this weekend. You're going, you've got things to do. You're going to take the time to grow your business, enhance quality of life, make a difference, especially in your communities. We need to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Remember to rip off those dirty masks, people that don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbol of control and tyranny, and we certainly don't need any more of that. Don't be a mask hole. Don't be a mask hole. You want to pull some science? It's on the website. Check out the Take Action tab, the COVID tab. You'll rip that sucker off if you haven't already. Don't be wearing it in the car by yourself. Don't do that. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on the vaccine. Don't get that. Don't get that. Oh, my God. The things in that vaccine are so bad. I can't believe I'm not going to go another tangent. It's going to get real quick. The things in that quote-unquote vaccine, because it's not a real vaccine, they are so bad that people that are near people that have had the vaccine are having some sort of reactions. Like the doctor that I just saw on the video, Dr. Baker, I haven't done the homework yet to find out a little bit more details about him, but he was having people come in his office that had the quote-unquote vaccine. And it was affecting, like, his staff, where women were having abnormal menstrual periods and things like that, but it was all consistent. Because whatever is in that, it comes out of your body, and it affects people that are around you. It's like you become nuclear, not like, and that's bad. Yeah. I gave the deaths, and there's tens of thousands. This could be over 100,000 in the virus. That's only 1% that's being reported. I'm not going to repeat. You guys heard it. We'll save it for Monday. Just want you to put on your common sense caps. Try to leave them on for the rest of the day. It'd be awesome if you slept in them. Wear them all weekend. Wear them all weekend. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. They are contagious. You know, that censorship cancel culture is just stupid. Keep in mind, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. Those who stand for nothing fall for everything. We the people are hungry for freedom and to save our country, and we're going to give you those take action items to do that. In addition to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, we are ready to fight for this country and our freedom. We don't have a lot of time. We need to join forces, and we're bringing all those groups, all those people together to give you the resources to make that happen and make it happen quick. This weekend is going to be full of work for me, and I'm just going to hit a home run for everybody this weekend, and I'm going to bring all of this stuff in, even more into the website, more people, more information. I want to thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Partners and Patriots tab. Check out the Take Action tab, the COVID tab, and, of course, the Episodes tab. It's all connected. It's all connected. People on my Fisher-Price website. The place where you can ask kindergarten questions too. And I encourage everybody, when we open up these phone lines, ask the guests. You might never get a chance to speak to these people. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Oh, I would love you for you to tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Special guest at 1 p.m., Mr. Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show. You can always rely on us to be your censorship-free safe space sanctuary. Speak easy for patriots. Tell your friends. Share with your friends. Tell your family. Share with your contacts. Let them know to listen to this show, any episode. Tell them to subscribe. Tell them to listen. Tell them to like. Tell them to follow on social media. And let them use it. Tell them about this as an incredible resource. Even if they don't listen to any of the shows, just look and say, hey, look at all these resources on here. Oh, my God, I don't have to look for anything. I don't have to Google it because I know that these people are trustworthy. That's the whole point. We're bringing together a community of like-minded people. Yes, you can have differences, but you're still on the same page. That means you have a common sense cap. Maybe it's on a chair you just haven't used in a while, but we know you own one, right? You wouldn't be listening to the show if you didn't own one. You just need to put it on more often. That's okay. And then we want to be introduced to other like-minded people that have that common sense, and we know that it's there. And, that's what these professionals, everyone's trustworthy, everyone's on the same page, just want to bring the community together and get you those resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference in your community, make it easy, make it fun, and take everybody's lives to the next level and make it better. All right, it's 2:57. I need to wrap this up. So tune in Monday. Mountain time. Singing a song, like, Bill Ranchout, my buddy, the mountain man, our first guest. Tune in Monday. Have a great weekend. I don't know if you're awake. I don't know if you're asleep. I don't know if this was too much for everybody, but I hope you got something out of it, something you enjoyed it. Check out the website. The event today, Truth Over Fear, COVID-19, and the Great Reset. Go to the virtual events page on the Take Action tab and sign up for the free event. Get free tickets. You can watch anything that's available today and tomorrow, no cost. Go get some content and share that with your friends and family too. I appreciate everybody who's listening, who sticks in there, who corresponds, who shares, who likes, who comments. Reach out as often as you want. Monday. So go take action on what we share. Make it a great weekend. Again, it's going to be tough for me. Happy Mother's Day to all those moms. Mine's not here anymore, so take the time this weekend. Make sure you call your mom. Make sure you spend time with her, because you never know when they're not going to be around anymore. Love you, Mom. Miss you. And everybody have a great weekend. You know, as soon as I talk about dad or anything like that, I start to cry. So anyway, go make it a great weekend, because you deserve it. You deserve it. Play a little song. What do we need? How about, oh, man. That's, I think it's ever going to get easier. Let's do this one.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.